So this is the second meeting of this six-game homestand and home series against the Cardinals. Yesterday, the Threshers, they came out victorious in 2-4 in unrelenting offensive performance from the war. Every single Thresher batter got on base. That was 10 hits and 10 runs for the war. So in yesterday's game, 4 extra base hits. 3 triples on the night. It's the Threshers high on the season. That's Kings Burgess, Otto Kemp, Ricardo Rosario. They each recorded triples. And then Felix Reyes pounded a ball out into, I believe, the bullpen out in left field for a grand slam in the fourth inning. That could have probably been heard from Tampa across the bay. So along with those 4 performances, Marion Boyd,
Rushers debut. The starting pitcher for the Threshers today is the lefty Gabriel Cueto. He's been playing out of his mind, especially in the month of June. He's pitched two games, a total of 9 innings, allowed just one run. So he made 1-0-0 ERA in the month of June for Cueto. Cueto is very familiar with the Tampa Tigers. Throughout his career, he has pitched 28 and 2/3 innings against Tampa with a 2.51 ERA. This is also Cueto's 30th game in the Clearwater Threshers uniform, so an exciting milestone for him in this matchup against the Tampa Tarpons. So the umpires for today's game is no Cueto. So base passing, base paths yesterday, he'll be behind her plate, making the calls along with Kenny Garcia. System. They have some great nights yesterday, especially the major league. Recorded 20 hits against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Won the 18 in their own respects. So, the third game of that series is today.
All right, if you wouldn't mind turning your attention to the area in front of the pitcher's mound, we have two special, very ceremonial first pitches.
In Detroit at 1:10.
First up, representing Palm Harbor United Methodist Church, is Pastor Keith Harkow.
Minnesota at 1:10. The Giants in St. Louis at 1:15.
Next up, the GM of Resident Inn Spring Hill Suites, Chris Hammond.
Are in Queens taking on the Mets.
Nice pitches, guys.
7 p.m. on ESPN. Next, the Blue Jays facing off in Baltimore at 7:05. The Rockies in Boston at Fenway at 7:10. The Angels in Texas, Arlington, Texas, taking on the Rangers. The Pirates in Chicago against the Cubs. The Reds in Kansas City taking on the Orioles. The Nationals in Houston. Orleans in Seattle at 9:40, North Phillies in Arizona at 9:40. Next one, Tampa Bay Rays are in Oakland. That's second. It's also at 9:40. Next, Cleveland in San Diego against the Padres at 8:19. Dodgers, of course, in Chicago at 6:19.
The umpires for today's game are Noku Kuto and Kenny Garcia.
The Threshers, like I said, beat test 40-16. They're on top of a lot of leaderboards as well, not just the standings. They're the best hitting team in all of baseball, not all of baseball, excuse me. In all of the Florida State League, hitting .257. As a team, the next best team is the 49ers Mighty Muscles. We're hitting .246, so very large lead for the new one. Kevin Tompkins is a team at managers for the respective teams exchanging scorecards at the Cardinals. First, female manager. Along with the hitting, you're also the best pitching team. 3.69 ERA, so they're doing it in all aspects of the game. Fielding has been phenomenal. Not many errors by the Threshers team yesterday. However, big departments made off of the from first baseman. Oh, yesterday. The Angels base running, as you can see by Florida State, still back with Lloyd Crawford at third. Emily Cronus, who's now off of Georgia Shore, is still. They're the top three you're the top four, so it's
guys got elevated yesterday. Actually had
ladies and gentlemen, your 2023 Clearwater Threshers.
So out comes Clearwater out of the Threshers dugout.
Remove your caps and join us at the Cover America with the performance of our national anthem. Performing the anthem today is Kenny Clements.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket from the land, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the that a flag was still there. Oh, who say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Welcome into the Threshers Broadcast Network as the first half champion Clearwater Threshers are set on a Wednesday afternoon game against the Tampa Tarpons. Eighth time these two teams have faced each other this season, the second of this week, coming off of a 10-4 win by the Clearwater Threshers last night. Welcome into the broadcast booth. My name is Josh Sperber, joined by my broadcast partner, Lance Williams. And the Threshers coming off of a big victory against the Tarpons last night, a 6-run fourth inning proved to be the difference, due in part to a grand slam by Felix Reyes, one of two salamis hit on the season by a Threshers batter. Both of them have come here at BayCare Ballpark. The Threshers making an appearance in the earlier part of the day for the 14th time this season. Clearwater is 8-5 in day games with a 26-5 home record. Their last morning game that was not on a Sunday was also here at BayCare Ballpark back on May the 17th against the Bradenton Marauders. That one ended on a walk-off for the Threshers. And the week after that, they had another day game in St. Lucie, which they won in a shortened seven innings due to rain at Clover Park. But the Threshers in control of that one when rain stopped the game after the seventh inning. It was 6-2. So the Threshers were granted the victory. So the last two Wednesday day games have gone well for Clearwater, as have the last two outings for the man taking the ball and making his fourth start of the season for the Clearwater Threshers. Gabriel Cotto, the Puerto Rican left-hander drafted by the Phillies in the seventh round of the 2018 MLB draft, making his fourth start for the Threshers this season and in his eighth career game against the Tarpons. First pitch, hack and a miss by Jared Serna, and we are underway here in the first inning. Serna, the leadoff man for the second straight night, also leads the league with 11 home runs on the season. Second pitch to Serna, breaking ball that misses outside, count 1-1. Cotto, a five-pitch pitcher, four-seamer, sinker, cutter, slider, and a changeup for the 23-year-old left-hander in his third season with the Clearwater Threshers. 1-1, hit on the ground to short. Bergoglio fields it up, gobbles it, and sends it to first. And that is the first out of the ball game. The leadoff man, Jared Serna, is out on a 6-3 ground out. So we'll set the rest of the lineup for the Tampa Tarpons. Coming in at 26-32, Serna, the leadoff man, grounded out to short. Dowry Arias is up at the plate for Tampa with Augustin Ramirez on deck. Cotto set at the belt with one out here in the top of the first. He kicks and deals. Fastball right down Main Street, and the count is 0-1. Anthony Hall batting cleanup for the Tarpons. Brenny Escanillo will bat fifth. Jesus Rodriguez, the sixth hitter, and Christopher Familia batting seventh. Breaking ball settles on the inside corner
for a called strike two to Dowry Arias. Omar Martinez bats eight, and Taylor Aguilar is the number nine hitter for the Tarpons. And that is Tampa's lineup today. Arias, a quick step out of the batter's box and now back in, facing an 0-2 count. The pitch, a breaking ball outside. Cotto did not get the chase, so the count will drop to 1-2. Threshers, 5-2 against the Tarpons this season. Now the 1-2 from Cotto. Fastball right down the plate, called strike three. Arias looks the ball into the glove of Ryan Leach for the second out of the ball game, and Cotto is 15th strikeout as a Thresher this season, 25th overall. Two gone in the first, so we'll set the defense for the Threshers as the catcher Agustin Ramirez comes up to the plate for the Tarpons. Cotto sets at the belt, and the first pitch to Ramirez, chopped foul, and bouncing behind home plate to make it an 0-1 count. Cole Moore over at first base, Matt Alifano at second, William Bergoya at short, and Felix Reyes is the third baseman. 0-1 now to Ramirez. Swing and a miss way out in front of the breaking ball, and it's 0-2. In the outfield for the Threshers, Troy Streffler in left, Ricardo Rosario in center, Jordan Viers in right, and Ryan Leach, the battery mate of the lefty Gabriel Cotto. 0-2, wave and a whiff, strike three. Two back-to-back breaking balls from Cotto get Ramirez wildly swinging, and he cannot touch it. Cotto, six or five consecutive scoreless innings after a shutout relief appearance against Fort Myers back on the 8th to make a 1-2-3 first starting off this Wednesday morning. The Threshers come to bat for the first time in the bottom of the first next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Law, the only app that your baseball fans can score major league runs. Stream your favorite teams live with score rewards. When you chat with friends during a live party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills in trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Law from the app Play Store and start scoring.
Bottom of the first in BayCare Ballpark is Ricardo Rosario leading things off, taking an outside heater from Leonardo Pestana for ball number one. Pestana, in his second game against the Threshers this season, allowed three runs in five innings of work when the team was in Tampa. 1-1 now as Rosario swings at an upstairs fastball from the right-hander Leonardo Pestana. 5.18 is his ERA with an 0-2 record in his eighth start of the season. Called strike to Rosario. The breaking ball makes it a 1-2 count. Rosario typically in the leadoff or the nine spot, getting his first appearance at the leadoff spot in this series. Two balls and two strikes, and the count evens up to Rosario. A triple and a run scored for Ricardo yesterday in a 1-for-4 day, made his season debut against Tampa back on April the 21st. 2-2 hit the other way, foul. and we will do it again. Rosario on the season, no home runs, an OPS of 569 with 10 RBIs against the season, two of them coming in the division-clinching game against Fort Myers. Called strike three as the breaking ball on the outside corner just catches the plate, and there's the first strikeout of the game for out number one for the Threshers. That'll bring up Justin Crawford playing for his first time in a week as we set the lineup for the Clearwater Threshers. Ricardo Rosario struck out looking to lead off the game, and the DH Justin Crawford now up at the plate with Felix Reyes on deck. First pitch to Crawford, swung on and fouled off the glove of the catcher Augustin Ramirez to make it an 0-1 count. Cole Moore is the cleanup man for the Threshers. Ryan Leach doing the catching and batting fifth. William Bergoglio will bat sixth. Jordan Viers will bat seventh. Matt Alifano batting eighth. And Troy Scheffler rounding out the order for the Threshers. Chop foul by Crawford. That's going to land next to the Tarpons dugout. And the count is now 0-2. Pastana, the kick in the 0-2 pitch, fouled away in and out of the glove of Ramirez as Crawford stays alive. Crawford hasn't played since the 7th of June, as he was part of the first two games of that Fort Myers series. The Threshers won both of the games that he was a part of and split the next four. Now the 0-2 pitch, grounded on a hop over to first base, fielded by Martinez. He'll tag the bag himself for the second out of the first inning, as we'll set the defense for the Tarpons while Felix Reyes comes up to the plate. Omar Martinez at first, Brenny Escanillo at second, Jared Serna at shortstop with Jesus Rodriguez at third. Left to right in the outfield, Christopher Familia in left, Dowry Arias in center, and Taylor Aguilar in right field. First pitch to Reyes into the glove of the catcher Augustin Ramirez for a called strike one. 0-1 the count to Felix Reyes as Pastana deals. This one driven high in the air out to left center field. Under it is Arias, and he makes the catch two steps in front of the warning track for the final out in the first inning. So the Threshers go down in order in the first, and the Tarpons did the same thing in the top half. We are scoreless through one here in a nice Wednesday afternoon game at BayCare Mall. No score after the first inning, and the Tarpons bringing one of the Yankees' top-ranked prospects to the plate as the cleanup man. Anthony Hall making his first appearance of this week. He had three hits in his final two games against the Threshers back in April as the first pitch misses upstairs for ball number one. That also included the first home run of Hall's career, a walk-off blast, as the Tarpons took a 6-5 win against the Threshers back on the last Saturday of the Threshers series with Tampa. It's now 1-1 as a swing and a miss by Hall gets through a breaking ball from Cono. 1-1 missing outside, count 2-1. Hall, the Yankees' 19th-ranked prospect, 6'1", 200 pounds, and can play the corner outfield positions. for the Tarpons here. 2-1 the pitch, swing and a miss, and a foul tip into Leach's glove makes it 2 balls and 2 strikes. Of the Tarpons players, Hall is the highest ranked batter, with Tristan Vreeland on the injured list, the only Yankees player ranked ahead of him. Called strike 3 on the 2-2 pitch. A breaking ball gets inside to Hall, and Gabriel Cotto has struck out each of the last 3 Tarpons hitters. Cotto has been on quite a run for the Clearwater Threshers, especially with his last 2 outings in the month of June, as we take a look at Brenny Escanillo in the batter's box. Fastball missing up and away, and the count is 1-0 to the Tarpons' second baseman. The last start that Cotto pitched was a 5-inning gem here at home. Only 1 run allowed on 5 hits with 1 strikeout and no walks. 1-1 the count as Escanillo swings through a fastball to even the count. In Fort Myers, 4 shutout innings, just 2 base runners allowed in those frames in 4 innings of relief. Fastball missing inside, count 2-1. So in the month of June, Cotto has won both of his appearances, 1 run in 9 innings of work with 6 hits and a total of 5 strikeouts. And the Threshers have done well behind Cotto. The count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Brenny Escanilla. The lefty Cotto kicks and deals. 2-2. Wave and a whiff. Strike 3. Another breaking ball that Escanillo cannot come close to. Make that 4 straight strikeouts for Gabriel Cotto. He struck out 4 the first 5, and now there's 2 gone here in the second inning. Jesus Rodriguez, a defensive standout in yesterday's game, despite going over 4 at the plate with an early strikeout. 2 gone, Rodriguez, 2 homers, 17 RBIs with an average just south of 300. He swings and misses at the first pitch, a breaking ball low, and the count is 0-1 to the Tarpons' third baseman. A catcher by trade, can play both the corner infield positions as well. Now the 0-1 from Cotto. Chop foul, that's going to land next to the Threshers' dugout and make the count 0-2. Cotto has looked absolutely dominant on the hill so far. 22 pitches, 16 for strikes for the left-hander out of Sidra in Puerto Rico. 0-2 the count, 2 gone here in the top of the second inning. Rodriguez making his way back to the right-handed batter's box with a pitch clock coming on for the Tarpons' third baseman. 0-2 the count, 2 outs in the top of the second inning. Cotto set at the belt, and he kicks and deals. Wave and a whip, strike 3. Fastball on the outside corner, and Gabriel Cotto strikes out the side in the second inning. 5 straight Ks for Cotto, and the Threshers have kept the Tarpons scoreless through the first 2. Here in a scoreless tie, we'll head into the bottom of the second next here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Ryan Leach coming off of his best game of the season up to bat to start the second for the Clearwater Threshers. First pitch, swing and a miss, and the count is 0-1, and it seems that I've missed a spot in the lineup. Ryan Leach is on deck, still coming off his best game of the season, but it's Cole Moore who's at the plate and facing an 0-1 count to Leonardo Pestana. The lefty Moore takes a called strike two as the breaking ball hits the outside corner. Moore hitting 180 on the year, a home run and five RBIs. That home run, a two-run shot against the Tampa Tarpons back on the Saturday of that series. Unfortunately, Moore picked up an injury against Tampa that caused him to miss about a month for the Threshers. 0-2 fouled right back into the netting, and the count will stay at 0-2. It's Education Day here at Bay Care Ballpark. Well, summer camp day, but those are pretty much interchangeable, and that's probably why you can hear loud groups of kids cheering on the Clearwater Threshers. High fastball, Moore goes after it, and it's a strike three for Moore. Second strikeout of the game for Leonardo Pestana. One gone in the second, and now Ryan Leach will come up to the plate. His first multi-hit game of the season came in his last game played for the Threshers. Sunday against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, Leach 2-for-3 with a two-run home run in the ninth. Fastball missing upstairs, count 1-0 to the Threshers catcher. Scored two runs and finished the series 3-for-7 with those two RBIs and three runs scored. Leach takes another fastball upstairs, count 2-0, as Pestana misses in the same spot twice. Leach, his second multi-hit game of his career on that Sunday as he takes strike one on a breaking ball over the plate. Also his third multi-RBI game of the year, setting a season high of his career and tying a career high. 3-1 the count as the breaking ball misses inside, and the count is now 3-1 to the Ontario native Ryan Leap. Now, three homers in his minor league career, all with the Threshers, and he will extend his on-base streak to five straight games with a walk. And he will head over to first base. So the Threshers get their first base runner of the day, and the first base runner for both teams is now Ryan Leach, who will stand on first base. Not a threat to steal, has not tried one on the season so far. First pitch to William Bergoglio, misses outside on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball to make the count 1-0. Bergoglio also had a season-best game yesterday, just his third of the year. Bergoglio went 2-for-4 with two RBIs. He now has driven in a run on three of his four hits so far this season. 1-1 count, a breaking ball, as now there's a 1-1 count to Bergoglio with one on and one out. Leach takes a short lead off first. The 1-1 to Bergoglio slapped back into the netting to make the count 1-2. Bergoglio, two hits in yesterday's game, as well as two RBIs, going 2-for-4 with a run scored, setting season highs in both hits and ribbies. Fouled away again by Bergoglio. He stays alive, and the count remains at 1-2. Another 95-mile-an-hour heater from Leonardo Pestana. So Bergoglio averaging one RBI per game. This is fourth game for the Clearwater Threshers. Came to the team before the Fort Myers series this season. Fouls another one back into the netting and will stay at 1-2. A couple kids disappointed that they didn't have a souvenir to grab from that foul ball. So still 1-2 to Bergoglio, 18 years old, out of Valencia in Venezuela, signed as one of the top international prospects by the Phillies a couple years ago. Inside, almost hits Bergoglio on the breaker, and the count is 2-2. Looked like a cut fastball from Leonardo Pestana. Bergoglio is the third youngest in the Phillies' top 30 prospects, one of just three of those top 30s who were 18 years old. As this one hit on a line out to right field, and that's going to fall in front of Aguilar for a base hit. A strong throw to second base gets through the glove of Escanillo, and no one out on that base knock. So a one-out single for William Bergoglio, and that's the first hit for either side of the game. Bergoglio now 3-for-5 in two games here at Bay Care Ballpark. So one gone in the inning and two on. with Jordan Viers coming to the plate. Decent speed on the base paths. Burgoyne more known for his sharp fielding and strong ability to make contact than his speed as a shortstop. And Ryan Leach, of course, is the man behind home plate. But still a single in the right place could bring Leach home, as the Threshers very aggressive when it comes to base running. Agustin Ramirez at the mound having a chat with Leonardo Pestana. And now Nobu Goto will come to break it up. Nobu Goto's the home plate umpire today, with Kenny Garcia out calling on the field. So a walk and a hit in back-to-back at-bats. Have two on and one out here in the second inning for Jordan Viers to come up to the plate. Reached on a walk last night and was 0 for 3. Did steal his fourth base of the year when he reached first as well. So now Pestana looks over at second. First pitch to Viers, cut on and fouled back. Hits a grounder off the end of the bat. That goes through Ramirez's legs. 0-1 to Jordan Viers, playing in right field tonight. 191 average on the season, 3 homers and 12 RBIs. And he has hit 2 here at BayCare Ballpark, the other one at Steinbrenner Field, the home of the Tampa Tarpons. Banged one off the foul pole towards the end of that series. Now the 0-1. Breaking ball, missing low. Count even on 1 ball and 1 strike. So Viers has not hit a home run since the Bradenton game. A go-ahead home run in the last Wednesday morning contest for the Threshers here at BayCare Ballpark. He goes around there on a breaking ball, and that makes the count 1-2. Two on, one out, 1 ball, 2 strikes to Viers. Still no score here in the bottom of the second inning. The Threshers looking to change that. Pestana, a look at second, the 1-2 pitch. Foul bouncing over the Tarpons dugout, and the count will stay at 1 ball and 2 strikes. 4 straight games reaching base for Jordan Viers. 5 for 16 over that span with 2 runs and 2 doubles. Got a chance for a couple of RBIs with 2 on base here. And now the 1-2. Swing and a miss. And that is strike number 3. 3rd K of the day for Leonardo Pestana. And the infield will revert to normal depth with 2 outs. And Matt Alafano making his season debut for the Clearwater Threshers. Has played 4 games over at the Carpenter Complex, excuse me, where he went 4 for 15 with 3 doubles, an RBI, and 2 runs scored, hitting 8th in his first game for the Threshers since September of last season. Fastball misses up and away, count 1-0 to Alafano, undrafted out of Adelphi University, a D2 school in upstate New York, where Alafano himself is from. Now the 1-0, way outside on the slider, and it's 2 balls and no strikes to Alafano. Burgoyne on first, Leach on second, 2 gone and 2 on. Here in the bottom of the second inning, but Alafano has the advantage with a 2-0 count on Leonardo Pestana. Pestana looks over at second, and the 2-0 pitch, grounded, foul, rolling next to the third base line. 2-1 to Alafano, who was just a little bit over the top of that breaking ball from Pestana. Alafano, primarily a first baseman, made his pro debut a little less than a year ago against the Tampa Tarpons in Steinbrenner Field. 2-1 the pitch, breaking ball low, and the count is 3-1. Still scoreless here in the second. Alafano awaits the 3-1. Outside, ball 4, and the bases are loaded for another new addition to the Threshers. Ryan Leach on third, William Burgoyne on second, and Matt Alafano on first as a walk in his major bat for the Threshers in the 2023 season. That'll bring up Troy Schreffler, who is in his second season with Clearwater as well, making his Threshers debut here in 2023, as now Casa Diego, the pitching coach for the Tarpons, will come out and have a chat with Leonardo Pestana. For Schreffler from Central Pennsylvania, Central Dauphin, which is in Harrisburg, made his professional debut at Tampa as well. A lot of Threshers and a lot of former Phillies draft picks debuted with the Threshers in that series against Tampa, Caleb Ricketts being one of them, who made his debut on the same day as Treffler. He was able to play every single outfield position and do it well. 41 chances in the outfield last year, zero errors made in his rookie season. That'll bring Casadiego back to the dugout, and Troy Schneffler back to the plate with the bases loaded and two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Still no score, and the 12th rounder in 2022 out of the University of Maryland is now stepping into the box for the first time. Like Alifano, Schneffler has had some experience this season, beginning the year in Jersey Shore. First pitch from Pastana, did he go? He did. And it's a strike one as the breaking ball is a check swing, but it'll go around for Schreffler. 22-year-old right-hander, played 19 games in Jersey Shore this season, 8-for-43 with two doubles and six RBIs, as well as nine stolen bases. 0-2 the count now as Schreffler misses a fastball on the outside part of the plate. And now behind in the count, 0-2. So another speedster in the outfield is Schreffler, who swings and misses at strike number three to end the inning for the Tampa Tarpons. So the Threshers leave the bases loaded, but do get their first hit of the ball game. So no runs, one hit, no errors, and three men left on base. We'll head into the third, Threshers and Tarpons in a scoreless draw. Good pitching so far for both teams, but Gabriel Cotto looking as sharp as ever from the mound. He struck out the last five Tarpons and retired the first six. Now 7, 8, and 9 coming up in the top of the third inning in a scoreless draw with Christopher Familia leading things off for the Tarpons. First pitch to Familia, breaking ball, fluttering in there for a called strike, and it's an 0-1 count to Familia, the reigning player of the week in the Florida State League. Now Cotto kicks and deals, left-on-left matchup. Familia grounds this right to the first baseman Moore, fields it on a pair of short hops, and tags the bag himself. Two pitches, one gone in the third inning, still scoreless with the Threshers having the only hit of the ball game thus far. A base knock by Bergoglio gave the Threshers their first hit back in the second inning. They did leave three stranded in that frame, though. One gone and the number eight hitter coming up in Omar Martinez. The lefty catcher playing first base tonight as Cotto misses inside with a breaking ball, count 1-0. Martinez was the catcher last night, walked in his first at-bat, but went 0-for-3 on the day. There he swings and misses the fastball by Cotto to even the count at 1-1. Photo, a guy definitely pitches to contact. Fastball tops out at around 90 miles an hour. There's the fastball on the outside part of the plate, and it reaches for strike two. So it's a 1-2 count to Omar Martinez. 5 homers, 20 RBIs on the year for the left-handed hitting catcher slash first baseman. Breaking ball bounces into the glove of Ryan Leach, and the count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 781 OPS for Martinez, playing in his 8th game of the season against the Threshers. Breaking ball bouncing up into the chest of Leach, and the count runs full for the Tarpons' first baseman. Martinez, 0-for-3, looking to draw his second walk of the series here in a 3-2 count. Payoff coming from Cotto. Breaking ball in there, called strike three. Gabriel Cotto mowing down the Tarpons. That's 6 punch-outs through the first 8 batters of this Sunday afternoon ball game. First strikeout of the inning with 3 looking and 3 swinging strikeouts for Cotto. That'll bring up Taylor Aguilar, the number 9 hitter, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. So Cotto tying Jonathan Petit's mark, who struck out all 6 of 9 batters that he faced a couple Sundays ago when the Threshers were hosting the Bradenton Marauders. 0-1, and it hits him. And Aguilar looks like he got hit in the wrist, so he'll head to first base. First base runner of the day for the Tarpons. But of the first 9 batters, Cotto has struck out 6 of them, the most in that period of time in the first trip around the lineup by a Threshers pitcher this season. Both those times have happened at home. But now a base runner with 2 outs for the Tarpons, with Aguilar hit by a pitch. Now to bring up the top of the order for Tampa, Jared Serna grounded out to Bergoglio at short for the first out in the ballgame. He's now up with a man on as Aguilar still holding that left wrist. Swing and a miss, a breaking ball low to Serna that he can't help but offer at and doesn't get anywhere near the baseball. 0-1 the count with 2 gone here in the third inning. Cotto looks over at first. Aguilar's got a short lead. Cotto set from the belt. He kicks and deals. Swing and a miss again. Another diving breaking ball that Serna can't quite pick up. Now it's no balls and 2 strikes. Aguilar, 3 steals on the season so far in 4 attempts. He's 7-for-8 in his 2-year career. Now it's an 0-2 count to Serna as Cotto looks again at first base. A bigger lead now for Aguilar. A second look at first. One on the pitch clock. Cotto deals and the fastball misses outside for the first ball to Jared Serna. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the top of the third inning. We are still scoreless. The Threshers with a hit in the bottom of the second inning, and they're 1 strike away from coming back up to the plate. Now it's 1-2. Aguilar shuffles towards second. The breaking ball misses inside, well blocked by Leach, and it keeps the base runner on first. 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Jared Serna, one of just 2 players in the Florida State League with double-digit home runs, 8 games in front of the official halfway mark. Second half of the season will start on June 22nd when the Threshers are in Dunedin. Now the 2-2. Instead, Cotto throws over to first base, Aguilar underneath the tag of Cole Moore. The Threshers already clinched the first half championship, doing so on Saturday against Fort Myers with an 8-4 victory. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes to Serna. Aguilar lengthens his lead. Cotto deals. 2-2, it back up the middle. Diving is Alifano, but that rolls into center field for the first hit of the ball game by the Tarpons. Didn't miss by too much as Alifano almost robbed Serna of a hit, but that's the first hit of the day for Tampa coming from Serna to put 2 on and 2 outs for the Tarpons. That'll bring up Dalry Urias, who was the first of 5 straight strikeout victims for Gabriel Cotto as the second batter of the game. He struck out looking on a 1-2 count and now has 2 runners on base with 2 outs here in the third inning. 1 hit apiece, no runs on the board in the top of the third. Cotto deals, breaking ball inside, and Urias shrugs out of the way for ball number 1. Looked like the curve from Cotto there that missed on the inside. This will be pitch number 40 for Cotto, 26 for strikes so far. Cotto looks over at Serna on first base. Now Aguilar at second. And pitch number 40 is caught on and missed by Dowry Arias. One ball and one strike as the fastball gets him on the inside. So count even at one. Two out and two on for the Tarpons. Cotto sets, deals. 1-1 outside. Leach slides to his left to block it to make it 2-1. Bergoglio closely holding the runner Aguilar on second base. 2-1 to Arias. Cotto deals, bouncing into the glove of Disson and Leach, knocks off his chest, and he's out in front of the plate to get a new baseball. Three balls and one strike. The runners stay put on the ball in the dirt, and now Cotto in danger of loading the bases with two outs. Now, Cotto deals, fastball on the outside corner, called strike two. Arias thought it was ball number four. He'll take a timeout to collect himself, disagreeing with the call, but it was the right one, right on the outside corner, a well-executed pitch by Gabriel Cotto. So now the count is full, the runners will go. Serna expected to head to second, and Aguilar expected to head to third. Payoff pitch coming, two outs here in the top of the third inning. Cotto looking to end it. He kicks and deals. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Seven strikeouts now for Gabriel Cotto. Absolutely mowing down this Tarpons order. He struck out seven of the first 11 batters, including Arias twice. So no runs for the Tarpons. One hit, no errors, and two men left. We're done with the top of the third inning. The Threshers looking to break the scoreless tie in the bottom half. Best I've seen a pitch. Might have to call someone up from the complex for this guy.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills in trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here are your buddies, ladies and gentlemen, now pitching for the Tarpons, number 9, Chris Bowe. Ending off the bottom of the third for the Tarpons, for the Threshers, the center fielder, 57, Ricardo Rosario.
A new pitcher for the Tarpons as the top of the Threshers order leads off the bottom of the third inning. 0-1 the count as Chris Bowe coming in as the piggyback for Leonardo Pestana. Two shutout innings, a hit, no runs, two walks, and four strikeouts. Pestana will not get a decision here today. Right now, no one's getting a decision. We're in a scoreless ball game here in the bottom of the third inning as Rosario takes ball two, a breaking ball outside. He struck out looking in the first inning. One of four strikeouts issued by Pestana. Now Rosario swings and misses an outside fastball to make the count even at two balls and two strikes. Scoreless here in the third inning. Rosario, Crawford, and Reyes set to lead off the Threshers in the third frame. No runs and one hit apiece. Slider outside, and that makes it 3-2. So the payoff is coming to Leonardo Pestana. Though on the season, coming in with an 11-17 ERA, and this is fifth game of the season as he walks Ricardo Rosario. So the leadoff man on for the Threshers, and a guy with a lot of speed and a propensity to steal some bases, similar to the guy at the plate. Rosario shuffles but stays at first as a fastball crosses the plate for a called strike to Justin Crawford. 9 2/3 innings for Chris Bowe. He has allowed 12 earned runs over that time with a 1-1 record. Rosario thinks about going to second, but instead Crawford bangs one off the press box and the count is 0-2. Rosario, 14 stolen bases in 17 attempts, including a 3-for-3 mark against Fort Myers last week. He lengthens his lead off first, and the pitch bounces next to Crawford as it escapes the glove of Ramirez, and the pass ball allows Rosario to head to second. 1-2 to Justin Crawford, playing his first game in a week. So now the Threshers with a man in scoring position and nobody out here in the inning, and a dangerous hitter at the plate. Crawford, one of the league leaders in batting average, hitting at .333 on the season. Now the 1-2, bounced over to second base, fielded on a pair of hops by Escanillo, a skip and a throw over to first, and there is the first out of the bottom of the third inning. But a productive out for Crawford as Ricardo Rosario advances to third base and the ground out. So now the infield will come in for Tampa as the Threshers have a runner on third for the second consecutive inning, and a dangerous man at the plate, Felix Reyes, coming up to bat for the Clearwater Threshers. A grand slam last night, tying his career high with 4 RBIs in a game as he loops a liner over to short. Serna fields it, and he's going to throw it over to first, but not in time. Spent too much time trying to hold Rosario on the third base bag as Reyes beats out an infield base hit. Just trying to make the runner across. Reyes gets himself on first, and now the Threshers have him cornered with one out. Reyes on first, Rosario remaining on third, on the liner over to the shortstop, Serna. And now Reyes is 1-for-2 on today. Cole Moore at the plate, the left-hander, with the infield back in double play depth. Moore lines this one out to center field. That's going to be deep enough to bring in a run. Catch made by Dowry Rios, and jogging home is Ricardo Rosario. He touches home plate to become the first run of the game for the Clearwater Threshers. RBI number 6 on the season for Moore, and the Threshers lead it 1-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Sacrifice fly well executed by Moore, and when you got a man on third, that's all you need to do. So the leadoff walk comes back to haunt the Tarpons as Rosario scores on the sacrifice fly. The Threshers' lead is 1 as they open the scoring for the first time this series. Reyes off for second. Leach swings and misses a high fastball, but Felix Reyes slides in underneath the tag of the shortstop, the second baseman, Brenny Escanilla. 0-1 count to Leach, and that's stolen base number 2 for Felix Reyes. So the Threshers on the board first, leading 1-0 with an 0-1 count to Leach. 2 outs here in the bottom of the third inning. The pitch, corkscrewed over to first base, picked up by Martinez. He'll take it to the bag himself, tagging first for the final out in the third inning. But the Threshers get themselves on the board. First run of the game, scored on a Cole Moore sacrifice fly. 1 run on 1 hit, no errors, and 1 man left for the Threshers. Clearwater leads it 1-0 after 3, and we'll send it to Lance Williams for the scoreboard update. Lance?
Yeah, there's one other game going on right now in the fourth state. That's the Fort Myers Wildcats. Other games that start at 6:30. That's the same versus Mets at Palm Beach. The Lakers fly Tigers. It's the Blue Jays. So that's the first day we swing for today. June 13th. Back to the trench.
Thank you, Lance. We'll hear from him again in the fifth inning for another minor league scoreboard update. And a couple things to note about the Florida State League. Obviously, the West is decided. That's something that I'm going to keep repeating because, well, I like the sound of it. And because it's the Threshers that have already won the West. In the East Division, though, it's a whole lot closer. Palm Beach, 3 games ahead of the Jupiter Hammerheads in first place out in the East. And as you mentioned, Lance, St. Lucie visiting the Cardinals, Daytona visiting the Hammerheads in a divisional battle for the last full-length series of the first half. That would make, with now 8 games left, that would make the Palm Beach Cardinals magic number at 5 against the Hammerheads. So something to look at in the East Division as we see who will join the Threshers in the Florida State League playoffs. Meanwhile, Gabriel Cotto is absolutely cooking for the Clearwater Threshers. 7 strikeouts. All 3 innings have ended on a swinging strike 3 from Gabriel Cotto. He's going to try and start off the 4th in similar fashion. Part of the Tarpons order coming up with Augustine Ramirez, who ended off the 1st with a swinging strikeout, leading things off for Tampa as the Threshers lead 1-0 in the 4th inning. Cotto, the kick and the pitch, breaking ball missing upstairs to the Tarpons catcher, count 1-0. 5 homers, 25 RBIs on the year for Augustine Ramirez, and a batting average just under .250 at .248. The 1-0 almost swung at it, but he holds up in time as the count's 2-0 on the outdoor fastball. 1-0 the lead for the Threshers. They've got 2 hits to Tampa's 1. Cotto set from the belt, 2-0 pitch. Low and inside, and that is 3-0. A hit by a pitch and a hit in the 3rd inning, but it would be the first walk of the day for Cotto and just the 2nd walk in his first 12 innings in the month of June. Now here's the 3-0 pitch. Fastball a little bit out in front was Ramirez, but it's enough to send it into left field for a leadoff base hit. 2nd hit of the day for Tampa, and Ramirez has his first hit in his first game of the series. He's now 1-for-2, and the leadoff man reaches for Tampa for the first time in today's ballgame. That'll put the Threshers' middle infield in double play depth. Cole Moore is going to hold Ramirez on at first, and Anthony Hall will come up to the plate for the Tarpons. Ramirez, a catcher by trade, but 6 stolen bases and 8 attempts this year, and he's 20-for-26 in his 4-year minor league career. Fastball missing outside to Hall. Count is 1-0 to the designated hitter for the Tarpons. So 1-0 the score. Nobody out here in the 4th with a tying man on first base. Next pitch to Hall, catching the outside corner. As the count now evens at 1-1. Hall struck out looking to start off the 2nd inning in his last time up. 3 homers on the year, 17 ribbies with a .270 batting average. Cotto looks over at 2nd base, and here's the kick and the pitch. Fastball missing low, and the count 2-1. Hall, an Oregon alum, taken in the 4th round of the 2022 draft by the Yankees. But spent the 2021 season in Cape Cod. Pops this one up high in the air and foul. That's going to knock off the visitor's booth in the press box. Count 2-2. He set a team record for slugging percentage, did Hall, in 2021 in Oregon. Swing and a miss. There is strike 3. I guess I'll tell the Hall story later when I can just find the right words. So Gabriel Cotto has struck out Hall twice, and now there's 1 out in the 4th inning. 8 strikeouts so far for Cotto. And that is putting him on a place in the Threshers leaderboards. Just 1 off the mark set by Gene Cabrera on the 18th against Bradenton. That was about a month ago tomorrow. First pitch now to Escanillo. He takes a breaking ball low, count 1-0. Cabrera had 9 strikeouts. Aldegary and McFarland have each hit 8. McFarland twice, Aldegary once. So right now, Cotto tied for 2nd in the season-best mark for strikeouts by a Threshers pitcher. And he's got a lefty warming up in the Clearwater bullpen. 1-0, chopper over to short. This could be 2. Bergoglio, no play at 2nd, so he'll just go to 1st, taking the easy way to get Escanillo for the short out number two. Augustine Ramirez moves to second base, and there's two outs in the fourth inning as Escanillo is retired on the ground out. That'll bring up Jesus Rodriguez, who struck out on three pitches to end the second inning. And Cotto is looking to have him end the third. Or in the fourth, excuse me. Top of the fourth inning, Threshers lead it 1-0. And there's two gone with a man on second base. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and the count is 0-1. One on, two out. 0-1 the count to Rodriguez, who's 0-1 today with a strikeout. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2. A nasty breaking ball by Gabriel Cotto. And it's now two strikes in the at-bat to Rodriguez. 0-2 with Ramirez taking a short lead off of second base. Threshers lead is one with one hit in this inning for the Tarpons. Cotto set at the belt. Leach is set, 0-2, runner goes, high chopper, foul down the third baseline. So Ramirez will have to head back to second, and Rodriguez will pick up the bat and go back in the right-handed batter's box. He is a catcher by trade, but has played some really nice third base so far this series for Tampa. A couple of nice plays on hard line drives in yesterday's contest. So now it's 0-2 to Rodriguez. Still two outs and a man on second base. We'll see if Ramirez goes again. He's dancing around, heads for third. This is lined out into right field. Going back is Viers, and that ball's going to go over his head and one hop the wall. Ramirez scores on the hit and run, and it's a two-out RBI double by Jesus Rodriguez. Just a hard line drive. Tough to read coming right at Viers. But it went just a bit higher than he had thought. So, an RBI double for Rodriguez is his 18th RBI of the season. And that ties up this ball game with two outs. That'll bring up Christopher Familia with, once again, a man on second as Rodriguez replaces Augustine Ramirez on the Keystone sack. Seventh double of the year for Rodriguez, tied it with two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Now, Familia up at the plate with two outs. And did that get him? It did. Keeping that right arm tight in on his body, but that's the second player Cotto has hit today on a fastball that just kind of slipped and ran a bit too far inside for Christopher Familia. So now there's two on and two out for the Tarpons. This game now tied at one apiece as Ryan Leach is going to come out and have a chat with Gabriel Cotto, while Omar Martinez stands outside the box to get some cuts in.
Omar Martinez.
So one run apiece, three hits for Tampa, two for the Threshers, with two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Omar Martinez with a strikeout already today up at the plate against the lefty Cotto. Still a lefty warming up in the Threshers bullpen. And now Omar Martinez awaits the first pitch. First pitch from Cotto, grounded to first, fielded by Moore. He's going to sprint to the bag himself. It's a race that is won by Cole Moore. Unassisted ground down on the first pitch that Martinez sees in the fourth, and that ends the inning. But the Tarpons get themselves on board, scoring a run on two hits, no errors, and one man left stranded. Bottom of the fourth coming up. We're all tied here in Threshersville at one run apiece.
All right, it's time for the opponent's dugout beat the Threshers contest. I am over here above section 109 with my contestants, Kaylin and Knox. All right, Kaylin and Knox, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you to name something. I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to name something as many as you can in 15 seconds. Then we're going to have one of our Thresher players do the exact same thing. Are you guys ready? All right, here we go. Your question today is name as many dog breeds as you can in 15 seconds. Ready? Go.
Chocolate. Labrador. Labrador Retriever.
All right, we got 10. We got 10 there. Good job, guys. Let's see how our first player did.
Eagle, Tiger Samuel, Golden Retriever, German Shepherd, Weenie Dog, My Hound,
winner, winner, Beach Dinner. You guys are winners today in our contest. Run the Sky Dog, beat the Freshers. Do not forget, this coming Friday, you can bring your dogs right here to Daycare Ballpark. $7 dog tickets goes to Project Pup.
And leading off the bottom of the fourth for the first year is the shortstop, William Bergoglio.
William Bergoglio drove in two runs last night and singled already today. He's leading off the fourth for the Threshers, taking the first pitch for a called strike from Chris Bowe. 1-1 is the score here in the bottom of the fourth inning with Bergoglio, Vyers, and Alafano set to do up for the Threshers. Now it's a 1-1 as the breaking ball misses outside to William Bergoglio. The Threshers still get the first run of the game today. They're 27-4 in the 31 games in which they've scored first. Fastball whizzes past the glove of Ramirez, smacks the backstop to make it a 2-1 count. Three RBIs in his first four games for the Threshers, this being his fourth game as Bergoglio takes a called strike on an inside slider, count even at 2-2. 1-1 the score, 2-2 the pitch. Bergoglio lines this one into center field, and we've got back-to-back multi-hit games for the 18-year-old William Bergoglio. Bergoglio, the heir apparent, it seems, to Aaron Brito, switching between second and shortstop as Brito did, but he seems to be providing just as much punch as Bergoglio. Went 2-for-4 last night. He's now 2-for-2 here tonight. Third hit of the day for the Threshers. Now this game is tied in both hits and runs with Jordan Vyers coming up to the plate. He dummies a bunt, pulls it back at the fastball, misses upstairs for ball number one. Bergoglio has tried to steal a base once this season and did so unsuccessfully. And now he takes a big lead off first with his eye on the pitcher Bowe. Throw back to first base. No tag applied by Martinez as Bergoglio was back in there quickly. So Vyers up at the plate, a strikeout victim in the second, now up with a chance to drive in a run with nobody out here in the fourth inning. Next pitch to Vyers, hit high in the air down the left field line, a short run by Familia, but he watches that one hit the stands for a strike one to Jordan Vyers. 1-1 count to the Threshers right fielder. Two home runs here at Baycare Ballpark, looking for his first in the month of June. Bergoglio lengthens his lead off first base, a 1-1 to Vyers. The righty, Bowe, sets at the belt. He looks towards home plate and deals. Breaking ball flutters in there for a called strike two as Vyers keeps the bat rested on his left shoulder. 1-2 to Jordan Vyers. Threshers and Tarpons are tied at one. And a timeout called by Vyers. He's going to step out of the batter's box and just take a minute to collect himself. 1-2, one on and nobody out. William Bergoglio representing the tying run over on first base. He shuffles towards second. The 1-2 to Vyers, a fastball upstairs, and the count evens at 2-2. Vyers hitting 190 this season with an on-base OPS just under 600, 12 RBIs. Bergoglio's off for second. Vyers swings and misses. A bouncing throw, and it's a strike him out, throw him out, double play as the tag applied by Jared Cerna to catch Bergoglio at second base. So a double play erases the leadoff base runner and sends Vyers down swinging for the second time. That'll bring up Matt Alafano with two outs here in the fourth inning. He walked in his first at-bat as a Thresher this season, playing in his fifth game of 2023 after starting things off in the complex league. Now it's a 1-0 to Alafano, who walked on five pitches back in the second inning against the starter Pestana. 2-0 the count. The fastball narrowly missed his right thigh. So 2-0. Quickly dealing is Bowe. Fastball high and tight. Now it's 3-0 as Alafano looking to get himself on board with two outs. 3-0 pitch. He lets the fastball go high and in. It looks like it hit him. Nobu Goto motioning that the ball hit the elbow of Matt Alafano. Barely got him, but it's enough. I think, regardless, Alafano's on first base there anyway, and it's a walk and hit by pitch in the two at-bats, first at-bats of the Thresher season for Matt Alafano. That'll bring up Troy Schreffler, another of the newest members of the Threshers, a University of Maryland alum, drafted by the Phillies in the 15th round of the 2022 draft. He takes the first pitch for a called strike, a fastball on the outside corner. Schreffler struck out in his first at-bat, 22-year-old. Is now facing an 0-1 count with Alafano taking the lead off of first. Swing and a miss, and the count now 0-2 to Schreffler. Had a great final season with the University of Maryland. All-Big Tournament and third-team All-Big Ten Tournament team and third-team All-Big Ten back in 2022 with the Terps. Breaking ball, missing inside. Count is 1-2. And he got himself on the record books in his final Maryland season. Third all-time in doubles, fifth all-time in runs and hits in a single season for the University of Maryland in 2022. 0-2, cut on and missed, and that is strike number three. So Schreffler down swinging to end the fourth. That's the second strikeout for Chris Bowe. The Threshers don't score on one hit, no errors, and one man left stranded. Four here in Clearwater, Threshers and Tarpons tied at one.
Right one. Pinellas County. Camp cover at PHUMC. Bob Hardy of Methodist Church. Trinity Preschool, Group A. Camp Bayshore. JW Cape Recreation Center. Camp IDX. Excel Learning Center. City of Treasure Island. Discovery Point for 30. Wood Valley BGC. Maddie Williams NFC. And Jake and Harrell Recreation Complex for having their group out into the ballpark today. The Threshers, thank you for attending. Hope you have a wonderful time here at Care Ballpark. Big Star Brewing Company is the greatest presenting one, Florida's Craft Beer Forecast, and has been a local favorite since 2012. Big Care Ballpark features a variety of their Florida themed beers like Woodfinger, Tropic Thresher, and Formosa Tangerine IPA. Try one today.
Braden Fosnot in the pitch for the Threshers, and a great game by Gabriel Cotto will now come to an end. First pitch of the fifth, fouled away by Taylor Aguilar to make it an 0-1 count. Aguilar, the first base runner of the game for the Tarpons in the third after he was hit by a pitch, now facing an 0-1 count against Fosnot. Braden, the 0-1. Breaking ball on the outside corner, count 0-2. Fosnot on the ear. Has a 4.91 ERA without a record in his seventh appearance of the season, fourth out of the bullpen, 11 walks and 13 Ks. 0-2, wave and a whiff. There is strike three as Aguilar reaching for a breaking ball way outside, and that is the ninth strikeout of the day for Threshers pitching. Eight coming from Gabriel Cotto, who won't get a decision, but did have a phenomenal game on the mound for Clearwater. Three hits, one run, no walks in four innings of work, and eight strikeouts, tying for the second highest mark in a game by a Threshers starter. First pitch in there for a called strike to the leadoff man in Jared Serna, and the count is 0-1. And Fosnaught is tied with Cotto in one single-season number this season. Now the 0-1. Fastball right down Main Street, and the count's 0-2. In Cotto's last appearance, he went four innings out of the bullpen, tying Fosnaught's mark from back in April against Fort Myers here at home when he went four innings in a game each, tied for the longest outing by a Threshers reliever this year. 0-2 to Serna. This one is hammered out to center field, but right to Rosario. Doesn't even need to take a step as he makes the catch on a line for out number two in the top of the fifth inning. That makes Serna 1-for-3, and down Rio Rios, who struck out in his previous two appearances against Gabriel Cotto, probably happy to see a different pitcher on the mound. Looking in the first, swing in the second for the Tarpon center fielder, and now he'll face Braden Fosnaught for the first time in this series. First pitch, Arias holds up the swing, appeal over to Kenny Garcia, says he did go. 0-1 the count to Arias, who was started off with a ball. Fosnaught pitched one outing and allowed two runs in a four-inning start against Tampa back in April, as the count now even at 1-1 to Valerie Arias. So Fosnaught making his first relief appearance against the Tarpons. Now here's the 1-1. Breaking ball, missing outside, count 2-1. Fosnaught, a lefty, undrafted out of D2 Westchester in Pennsylvania. A five-pitch mix, four-seamer, sinker, slider, a cutter, and a changeup. Now the 2-1, missing upstairs, count 3-1 to Arias, who's looking to reach base for the first time after striking out in each of his two at-bats. Fosnaught, also a MLB Draft League product back in 2022, playing for the former Yankees affiliate, the Trenton Thunder. Fastball on the outside corner, fills up the count at 3-2. Fosnaught, two quick outs on strikeouts to start off the fifth. Now Arias taking a timeout with a full count on him and two gone here in the fifth. Fosnaught is set. From the third base side of the rubber, gets in his wind, a kick in the payoff. Fastball missing low. And that is the first base runner allowed by Braden Fosnaught. First walk of the day led up by Threshers pitching, and there is now two gone and one on in the fifth inning, with Augustine Ramirez coming up to the plate for the Tampa Tarpons. Ramirez scored the tying run in the fourth inning, leading off that frame with a single and being driven home by Jesus Rodriguez. First pitch in there for a called strike, and it is an 0-1 count to Augustine Ramirez. Five homers, 25 RBIs, and a batting average of .263. Fosnaught coming off of a 2022 season with Westchester, where he set a school record with 18 starts on the year. He flings it to first, and no tag applied by Moore, with Arias back safely on the short lead. Also struck out 130 batters with Westchester, and in 104 innings pitched, both of those a school record as well. Fastball missing upstairs, count is now 1-1 to Augustine Ramirez. And Fosnaught, still the only pitcher in Westchester history with triple-digit strikeouts on there in a single season. This one hit high in the air out to deep right field. Viers going back, and that ball lands on the berm as Augustine Ramirez leaves the yard with a two-run shot here in the fifth inning. Back-to-back hits and runs scored for Ramirez, and a two-out, two-run homer gives Tampa their first lead of the game at 3-1. For Ramirez, it is his fourth home run of the season. His sixth home run of the season, excuse me. And Arias scoring on the two-run shot. So it's 3-1 Tampa which is a lead that they had yesterday around this time. First pitch to Anthony Hall, fouled back, and the count is 0-1. Hall, two-time strikeout victim as well, looking in the second and swinging in the fourth. This one hit on a line out to left field. That's going to fall in front of Fiers for a base hit on a single to right from Anthony Hall. Back-to-back hits. Three players in a row have reached base with two outs, and that's going to bring Ryan Leach to the mound to have a chat with his starter, Braden Fosna, with Brenny Escanillo coming up to home plate. Escanillo is 0-2, struck out in the second, grounded out in the fourth. And now it's Tampa leading 3-1. They led 3-1 in the third inning last night before that six-run onslaught in the bottom of the fourth, including that Felix Reyes grand slam. And this Threshers team, just never a squad that you want to count out. They seem to do their best work when they're losing and when their back is against the wall. Now Nobu Goto comes out to end the mound meeting with Ryan Leach still out there in a discussion with Fosnot. We have two outs and a man on first. Two runs already home in the inning thanks to an Augustin Ramirez two-run home run. Escanillo hitting 189 on the season, no homers and 13 RBIs, and has a chance for another one with Anthony Hall on the first base bag. Escanillo, the right-handed hitting second baseman, and also play shortstop, and that's been typically Jared Cerna's position. Hall almost caught in a rundown as he jumped just a bit too early. And Fosnot late on the pickoff attempt, so Hall able to slide back in safely. Two outs and one on, two run the lead for Tampa. And here's the first pitch to Escanillo. Breaking ball, missing upstairs, count 1-0. As the clouds start to creep in, covering up the sun a little bit here at BayCare Ballpark. Don't forget, we'll have a happy hour after today's game, and then after 5 o'clock on each of the next three Wednesdays, every Wednesday in the month of June. 2-0 the count now to Escanillo. Count is 2 balls and no strikes, a breaking ball missing outside. So if you're of age, show up to BayCare Ballpark after 5 o'clock on Wednesday. They go until about 9. We'll have live music each day and some drinks at the Tiki Bar. This one hit on a line out to left center field. That's going to fall in for an extra bases. Sprinting around third base is Hall. He's going to head home as Escanillo stops at second. The throw's cut off, and Anthony Hall will head home from first on an RBI double. Three runs in the frame for Tampa. They now lead it 4-1 here in the fifth inning with three straight hits with two outs. 14th RBI of the season for Escanillo, and there's three runs here in the fifth for Tampa. 4-1 the score, two outs, and Jesus Rodriguez on first base with an RBI double of his own already. That came back in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Escanillo's got good speed at second, so a single would likely score him, especially with the outfield playing far back for the power-hitting Rodriguez. Curveball missing inside, count 1-0 to the Tarpons' third baseman. 4-1 is the score. Tampa doubled up on the Threshers in terms of hits with 6 to Clearwater's 3. Now it's a 1-0 to Rodriguez, 2 homers and 18 RBIs after he hit his 17th ribby back in the 4th inning. Breaking ball low, and it's 2-0 for the second straight at-bat. Fosnot having a bit of trouble getting out ahead of hitters. Right-handed action starting to get up and moving around in the Threshers' bullpen. 2-0 the count as Fosnot, who had an efficient first two batters of the inning, now got himself in a bit of a jam. Fouled away by Rodriguez, the breaking ball makes it 2-1. 4-1 the score, Tampa's in the lead. Four straight base runners with two outs, beginning with a walk by Dowry Arias. And at the point we have now, a two-run homer, a single, and an RBI double from Brenny Escanillo, who stays on second base. Now the 2-1. Breaking ball outside, and it's 3-1. Fosnot in danger of 5 straight base runners with 2 outs, ballooning his pitch count up to 24 with 14 strikes. Pitch number 25 for Fosnot is locked in the glove. He's set at the belt. A look over at second. Escanillo's off for third. The pitch misses upstairs, and it's ball 4. So Brenny Escanillo will steal third, and it's a walk to Jesus Rodriguez, the second walk of the frame for Fosnacht. And there's still two outs here in the fifth. Out comes Matt Hockenberry, who's going to have a chat with Braden Fosnacht after the two-out walk and five straight runners reaching for the Tarpons. 13 steals on the season now for Brenny Escanillo, who's on third. Jesus Rodriguez is on first, and Christopher Familia is at the plate, the reigning Florida State League Player of the Week. Six home runs and 15 RBIs, with most of them coming last week for the Tampa Tarpons. Nobu Goto will come out and break up the mound meeting, so Matt Hockenberry is going to have to get ready to come back to the dugout. We'll have another scoreboard update after the fifth inning from Lance Williams, but there are still two outs in the top half of that fifth frame. Four to one, the lead for Tampa as Hockenberry returns to the dugout. Leach behind home plate, and Fosnacht now set at the mound for Christopher Familia. Five straight runners have reached base for the Tarpons in the fifth, all of them with two outs. And there are runners on the corners. Off to second base, and a high fly ball out to shallow right field. Vyers sprinting towards it, and that ball's going to land underneath him. One run will score. Now a second, as coming around from first is Jesus Rodriguez. And it is a high pop-up of an RBI double that has driven in two more for the Tarpons, making it a 6-1 lead. RBI number 16 and 17 for Familia on the season. And his fourth double of the year. And it's a five-run lead for the Tarpons. Six straight base runners for Tampa. Now a man on second, still with two outs for Omar Martinez. He is the ninth batter to hit this inning for the Tarpons. Fastball missing upstairs. Count 1-0 to Martinez, who's 0-2 with a strikeout. Four hits this inning for Tampa. Three of them have gone for extra bases, two doubles and a two-run home run. Now the 1-0 outside, count 2-0. Fifth double of the year for Familia, driving in the two runs in Escanillo and Rodriguez. 2-0 count now to Omar Martinez. 6-1 the lead for Tampa as they've got a five-run fifth going. The 2-0 pitch, high and inside, and the count's 3-0. And the warm-ups have intensified in the Threshers' bullpen. A right-hander is getting loose for Clearwater with two outs here in the fifth. The 3-0 count to Martinez with first and third base open, and Christopher Familia taking a short lead off second. Inside may have brushed Martinez, but it doesn't matter, as that is walk number three for Braden Fosnacht. First two batters of this inning were out quickly. Three-pitch strikeout to Taylor Aguilar, who comes up to the plate, and then Jared Serna flied out to center, also on three pitches. And then seven straight base runners for Tampa that has produced five runs. Two gone and two on for Aguilar. The curveball narrowly missing outside for ball one. Now the Tarpons have officially batted around with the 1-0 pitch in to Taylor Aguilar. 6-1 the score, Tampa in the lead. And now the 1-0 pitch. Fastball up and in, and an appeal to first says that Aguilar did go around. Kenny Garcia rings up a strike on Taylor Aguilar, and it counts 1-1. The last Wednesday game between the Threshers and the Tarpons had a similar start to this, and that one didn't end that well for the Threshers either. 1-1, breaking ball, missing outside, and a count 2-1. The Threshers lost that Wednesday game 10-2, allowed 2 5-run innings to the Tarpons, and scored two on a Jordan Disson RBI single back in Tampa. At that point, it was the biggest loss of their season. Now it's 2-1, Here's the pitch to Aguilar. Swing and a miss. Got a piece of it, and it fouls off of a little bit of the umpire, a little bit of Leach. That ball just rattled around like a pinball behind home plate. Now it's two balls and two strikes to Taylor Aguilar. Five-run lead and two men on for Tampa with two outs here in the fifth inning. Likely to be Fosnacht's last as the Threshers have a righty getting loose. Two balls and two strikes to Aguilar. Here's the pitch. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. A curveball by Fosnacht catches the outside corner, and Taylor Aguilar has struck out for the second time in this inning. But plenty of damage done by the Tarpons. They score five runs on four hits, no errors, two men left, and at the end of four and a half, we're at the halfway point with the Tarpons leading the Threshers 6-1. I didn't forget about you. About time. What are the wizards ever done for that? Count to Ricardo Rosario, and the quick 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed by Rosario to even the count at 1-1. 6-1 the lead for Tampa. Chris Bow still on the mound, now in line for the victory. Rosario takes this the other way. It lands in right field for a base hit. It's exactly what the Threshers needed, a leadoff knock to start the fifth by Rosario, who has led off by reaching base in each of the past two innings. He scored a run for the Threshers last night, has their only one today in a five-run deficit, and now has his first hit of the ball game to lead off the fifth. That'll bring up the ever-dangerous Justin Crawford with nobody out and one on in the fifth. He swings and misses the fastball to make the count 0-1. 6-1 the score, Tampa in the lead. Crawford, one of the league's leading batters so far this season, second with an average of 331 on the year. High fly ball, foul down the left field line, and the count now 0-2 to last year's 17th overall pick. Crawford has been out of the lineup for about a week now, getting back in as the designated hitter. Now with a man on first, he's 0-2 today, two groundouts in the first and third innings. Him reaching base would be the jolt that the Threshers need, but they just need to string something together here this inning. Fastball missing low, and the count 1-2. There's a group of kids right next to the Threshers dugout who are looking for some baseballs. One ball and two strikes, nobody out, and a man on first. Ricardo Rosario checked back to first base, no tag applied by Martinez on the pickoff attempt there. 6-1 is the score. Five runs in the fifth for the Tarpons. The Threshers have four hits in the game to Tampa's seven. The 1-2 hit on the ground, chopped to third, no play at second, and going to first is Jesus Rodriguez. So Crawford is out of there. Rosario was trying to bait the Tarpons into throwing the ball to third, but Omar Martinez would not oblige. So Rosario advances to second on the 5-3 ground out, and there's one gone here in the fifth with Felix Reyes coming up to the plate. Reyes, 1-for-2 with a stolen base, his second of the year in three attempts. He had that big grand slam last night, went 1-for-4 with a season-high tying 4 RBIs off of that grand Solana. Now he's got a man in scoring position in Rosario here. This one is lined in the air out to center field. Arias comes up with it, and he makes the grab for the second out. Rosario tags and makes it to third base, standing up on the fly out to center. So Reyes has now flied out to Arias twice, and that will bring up Cole Moore, who got a sacrifice fly his last time up. He's 0-for-1, but this time with two outs and the man on third, a fly ball won't cut it. The Threshers looking to get a run as they trail by 5 here in the bottom of the fifth inning with two outs and Ricardo Rosario on third for the lefty Cole Moore. First pitch, Moore lets the fastball go outside, count 1-0. Moore with his 6th RBI of the season has multiple against Tampa, including one coming on a solo home or a 2-run home run back in April. Fastball outside again, count 2-0. So Moore, half of his RBIs have come against the Tarpons this season. Looking to add a 4th to the list with Rosario taking a big lead off of third base. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, count 2-1. Nobody covering him on third with a shift towards the right-hand side for Cole Moore, the left-handed hitting first baseman. 2-1, outside on the heater, count 3-1. And you can tell that Bow is pitching around Moore a little bit. Doesn't want to give him anything to hit here. He'll be comfortable with a walk to put a man on first base. 3-1 pitch, foul down the third base line. A hard hit grounder fills up the count at 3-2. Two gone and a man on third base here in the fifth inning. A full count to Cole Moore, who is currently out of the batter's box, taking a quick timeout. Rosario is on third. Threshers looking to get a run across. And the payoff pitch misses outside, and that is ball 4. So a run won't score, but the Threshers get another base runner in the fifth inning. Two gone for Ryan Leach, who's quietly putting together an on-base streak. Leach, a walk already in the game today, has now reached base in each of the past 6 games, going 4-for-14, now 15, with an 0-for-1 day today. Leach grounded out to first his last time up and walked in the second inning. 2-for-3 with his first home run of the year. Came in the 9th inning against Fort Myers on Sunday. Fastball outside, count 1-0 to the Threshers backstop. He's 0-for-1 on the day. 22 years old, undrafted out of Marshall. Hit 2 home runs and drove in 6 in 33 at-bats with Clearwater last season. Fastball again outside, and the count is 2-1. Moore on first, not a stealing threat. He has yet to try one this season, as Gerardo Casadiego, the pitching coach for the Tarpons, is going to come out and have a chat with Chris Bowe. No one warming up for the Tarpons. And 2 on, 2 outs. And a 2-0 count to Ryan Leach. Does not want to load the bases for Bergoglio, who has singled in each of the 2 at-bats that he has come up and played today. Now Nobu Goto is going to break up the mound meeting. A 2-out walk to Moore and a leadoff single to Rosario. Have the 2 base runners on the corners for the Threshers. Rosario on third, Moore on first. As the mound meeting ends, Casadiego is going to go back to the dugout, and Augustine Ramirez is back behind home plate. 2 balls, no strikes, 6-1 to lead for Tampa with Ryan Leach in the box for the Threshers, looking to make something happen. 2-0 pitch. Hit on a line into left field for a base hit. Walking home is Rosario, and that ball is fumbled by the left fielder Familia. Rounding second is Moore. He slides into third safely as the throw goes high, and Moore goes from first to third on an RBI knock from Ryan Leach. So the Threshers chipping away with 2 outs in the fifth inning here. Leach makes the Tarpons pay after a mound meeting. RBI base hit gives him his fourth ribby of the season and the Threshers' second run of the ball game. Ricardo Rosario has now scored both runs for the Threshers. And now it is Moore on third, Leach on first for William Bergoglio. 1-0 the count to Bergoglio, who has two singles on the day, and another one would score a run for the Threshers. 1-0 pitch, hit high in the air, foul territory in left field. Rodriguez sprinting towards it, right on the line, and a sliding catch made by Christopher Familia. A great defensive play on a bloop out to left field, and William Bergoglio is retired for the first time to end the fifth inning. But the Threshers get a run back, bring the lead down to 4. It is 6-2 Tampa as the Threshers get a run on 2 hits but leave 2 men stranded. 6-2 the score heading into the 6th. Threshers trail. How's the rest of the Phillies system doing, Lance? Thank you, Lance. We'll hear from him again at the end of the 7th inning for a Major League scoreboard update. A new pitcher on the mound for the Threshers after Braden Fosnaught allowed those 5 runs in the 5th. It's Averson Castellano for the first time at BayCare Ballpark this season. A number change for Averson. Wore 61 when he made his season debut on the road, beginning the year on the injured list for the Threshers. Castellano allowed 1 run in 2 innings of work on the Threshers' Friday night loss in Fort Myers. He'll make his 2nd appearance of the season, his 1st at BayCare Ballpark. So Castellano, no stranger to BayCare Ballpark, played 17 pitching appearances with the Threshers last season, 8 starts, and this is 2nd appearance out of the Threshers bullpen this year. 3 strikeouts in 2 innings of work, and that all came in the 1st of his 2 innings. He came on with a bases-loaded jam and struck out all 3 batters, not allowing a run to score, before letting up a run on 2 hits in the 2nd inning. Spent all of 2022 with the Clearwater Threshers and held right-handed hitters to a .169 batting average. He also struck out 23 in 17 innings in June of last season with the Threshers. So a good month for Castellano last year, and his 2nd appearance with the Threshers begins with the leadoff man, Jared Serna. 6-2 is the score, right-on-right matchup as we start off the top of the 6th. Serna lets go the breaking ball, and the count is 1-0. Castellano, a 4-pitch mix, 4-seamer, change, curve, and a sinker. He was 1-3 with a 3.51 ERA in 17 appearances for the Threshers last year. 1-0 scoops by Leach, and the count is 2-0. Of course, 9 of those 17 appearances, Castellano came out of the bullpen. He's now coming out of the pen for the 2nd time this year. First time he is playing at BayCare Ballpark this season. Now it's a 2-0 count to Serna, who's 1-for-3 on the day. Castellano, the kick and the pitch. Drilled on a line out to deep left field. Going back is the left fielder Schreffler, and that ball sails into the bullpen for a leadoff home run by Jared Serna. 2nd homer of the day for Tampa, and the lead is now back to 5 at 7-2. League-leading 12th dinger of the year for Jared Serna. And that is a welcome back to Bay Caron Ballpark for Averson Castellano. 7-2 the score. Now Dalry Arias, who's two-out walk in the fifth, started a string of players reaching base for Tampa that led to five runs in the fifth inning. Now an 0-1 count as the breaking ball gets in there on the outside part of the plate for a call strike to Dalry Arias. So the Tarpons have a bit of a home run celebration that they're currently in the process of. The guy who hits the homer gets to wear a crown. So the crown on, or Serna with the crown in his hand right now in the Tarpons dugout, getting ready to put that thing on as the home run king for the second time by a Tarpon today. 1-1 the count to Arias. Nobody out here in the sixth. Swing and a chop foul. That one landing behind home plate, and the count is 1-2. The home run celebration is starting to become a pretty big trend around the major leagues. A trident for the Seattle Mariners. The Padres, who started the trend back in, I think, 2020, 2019, somewhere around then, with a huge home run Padres chain that they have given a version of to all of their minor league affiliates. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three, and a foul tip into the mitt of Leach. Gets the strikeout for Averson Castellano. His first of the day, fourth of the season. And for Threshers pitching, they have struck out 11 batters on the day. That'll bring up Augustin Ramirez with nobody on and one out. One run already home in the sixth, and a 7-2 lead for the Tampa Tarpons. But with the home run celebrations, as Castellano deals a breaking ball outside to Ramirez, 1-0, they really started to come to a lot more teams this year, with the Mariners introducing their trident this season. The Blue Jays introduced a home run jacket last year. I mean, it's just gotten to so many different major league teams. The 1-0 in there for a called strike on a slider by Castellano, and the count now 1-1. But the Tarpons, they're the first team in this league that I've seen with a home run celebration. 1-1, breaking ball, missing low, count 2-1. The Threshers don't make their money by the home runs. They certainly can hit them. They have two guys with 6 home runs on the season. And in the league, they have 29 home runs, which is last in the Florida State League, even though they have more runs scored than any other team, and the highest run differential in the league. 2-1. Hit the other way, high in the air, down the right field line. Viers sprinting towards the foul line, but that ball is going to reach the seats in foul territory to even the count at 2-2 to Augustin Ramirez. So the Threshers really get their runs across with small ball, whereas the Tarpons, they're more reliant on the home run. They have 40, which is now tied with the Palm Beach Cardinals for second in the league behind the Dunedin Blue Jays, who lead the way with 51 home runs. Threshers will head to Dunedin next week for a 6-game set against the Blue Jays. 2-2 to Ramirez. Did he go? He did not. Curve ball outside fills up the count on Ramirez and holds up his swing just enough to force a full count. Ramirez, 6 home runs on the year, 27 RBIs, as Castellano is set. Payoff pitch, Castellano sent from the chest. The kick and the pitch, breaking ball outside, ball 4. Fourth walk of the day, led up by Threshers pitching, with 3 of them coming from Braden Fosna, who is in line for the loss now after allowing 5 runs on 4 hits, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts in that fifth inning. One run has come across for Tampa, and a 1-out walk brings up Anthony Hall with Ramirez on first base. A short lead, slowly lengthened as he leaps towards second. Hall swings and misses at a diving breaking ball to make the count 0-1. Hall singled and scored in the fifth inning. A 2-out hit was his first of the day. He struck out twice and is 1-for-3 on the contest thus far. Now facing an 0-1 count with a man on first base. The pitch from Castellano, swing and a miss, and the count is 0 and 2. Castellano, 22-year-old right-hander out of Maracaibo in Venezuela, in his third pro season in the United States, after signing with the Phillies in 2018, didn't pitch in 2019, and obviously in 2020 either. The 0-2 fouled away by Hall, and the count will stay at 0 and 2. Dominican Summer League in 2021, a 3.51 ERA in over 50 innings with the Threshers across 17 outings in last year. And Castellano back after beginning the year on the injured list and then being transferred to the Complex League. Now the 0-2 to Hall, one out here in the sixth, and the pitch. 0-2, fastball inside, count 1 and 2. As I mentioned, Castellano making his debut with the team against Fort Myers, pitched on one of the 2 days that the Threshers lost in that series. They left the road trip with a division clinched and a 4-2 series victory over the Mighty Muscles. Called strike three on Anthony Hall as the curveball from Castellano freezes the Tarpons DH. He does have a hit, but now three strikeouts in a 1-4 day. Two strikeouts in the inning for Castellano, and that we'll bring up Brenny Escanilla. One run already home and a man on first with two outs here in the sixth inning. The Threshers trail 7-2. Castellano now set at the chest against Brenny Escanilla, who doubled in a run back in the fifth. The runner goes to second base. The pitch is in there for a strike, and the throw gets in there in time. Ramirez slid himself off the base paths, and William Bergoglio was right there with the tag. So it's the 2-6 caught stealing to send Ramirez back to the dugout. So Brenny Escanilla will lead off the seventh. One run on one hit, no errors, and nobody left for the Tarpons. The lead back to 5 is Tampa leading the Threshers 7-2 heading into the bottom six. Jordan Viers takes the first pitch of the bottom six for ball one, with Chris Bow remaining on the mound for the Tarpons. 1-0 cut on and missed on the breaking ball by Viers to make the count 1-1. Two strikeouts on the day for Jordan, 5 on the series, and did walk in last night's game as this one is hit over to third base right into the shift. Rodriguez is there. A high throw to first gets Viers in time for the first out of the sixth inning. 7-2 is the score. Tarpons have led since the 5-run fifth inning after tying things up in the fourth. The Threshers 26-4 when scoring the first run in a game, but now are down 5 with one out in the sixth inning. And Matt Alafano up at the plate almost hits him in the head, narrowly avoiding a bump on the noggin as the fastball goes behind home plate to make it a 1-0 count to Matt Alafano. He was already plunked today, hit by a pitch with a 3-0 count in the fourth inning after walking in the second. Strike called on the outside corner, and it is a 1-1 count on the fastball by Chris Bowe. 3 1/3 innings pitch. He's now reached 50 as Alafano lines this right to the second baseman in Brenny Escanillo. First official at bat for Alafano. No movement needed for Brenny, and that's the second out of the sixth inning. That'll bring up Troy Schreffler, 2 strikeouts in his first game of the season for Clearwater. Did not play in the Florida Complex League season, but did get in the action with Jersey Shore for about 20 games as he takes the first pitch, a fastball in the outside corner for a called strike one. 2 strikeouts, both swinging for Schreffler, who began the year with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Fastball gets out of the glove of Ramirez and evens the count at 1-1. Both Schreffler and Alafano making their Threshers debuts this season, but both of them also were with the Threshers last year. 2 multi-hit games for Tony Schreffler in 27 with Clearwater as he launches this high in the air down the right field line, leaping up to try and make the catch is Aguilar, but it lands in the seats for strike number 2, a foul ball on a well-hit connection from Troy Schreffler. 15th round pick out of the University of Maryland in the 2022 draft. So it's a 1-2 count to Schreffler, 2 gone here in the 6th. The pitch, swing and a miss, and that is strike number 3. So the Threshers are down in order for the first time since the first inning of the ball game. Chris Bowe has completed 4 innings. We have completed 6 here at Bay Care Ballpark. Threshers trail 7-2.
All right, here's your chance to finally make some noise, kids. It's time for the B-Side Hospitality T-shirt box. Are you two better than that? Come on! I guess, this group doesn't want T-shirts, no T-shirts over here. How about you guys? What do you guys? Come on! Come on. Over here,
seventh inning here in Clearwater. 7-2 is the lead, but Tampa is out in front. And Brenny Escanillo is back for the Tarpons after being at the plate on a pickoff of Augustine Ramirez that ended the sixth. Averson Castellano completed his first full inning at home and sends a fastball high and outside for ball one to start off the seventh inning. He had 2 innings of work in his season debut against Fort Myers last week and is going for at least 2 here in a shorthanded Threshers bullpen. Breaking ball in there for a called strike and the count even at 1-1. 7-2 the score. Tarpons are in the lead. They lead by 5 with a 1-1 count to Escanillo leading off the top of the 7th inning. Castellano kicks and deals. Fastball upstairs and the count is 2-1. infield at normal depth, but the second baseman, Alifano, is playing pretty far back, almost on the outfield grass, as the breaking ball catches the inside corner for a called strike two to Brenny Escanilla. He is the second baseman for Tampa. RBI double his last time up in the fifth, and is at 1-for-3 with the strikeout. 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Eberson Castellano gets his third punch out of the day. He's struck out the last two batters that he has faced. Six on the season now for Castellano. And there's one out in the seventh inning to bring up Jesus Rodriguez. An RBI double in the fourth, a walk and a run scored in the sixth, or in the fifth, excuse me. And he's 1-for-2 on the day. Right-on-right matchup as Castellano kicks and deals. First pitch, a slider or a curveball outside to make it a 1-0 count to Jesus Rodriguez. The curveball has some sweeping action on it, so it looks like a slider for Castellano. He was now behind in the count 1-0. One gone here in the seventh. Eberson deals another breaking ball that catches the outside corner, evening the count at 1-1. Castellano marks the first number change of the year. Obviously, you're not going to have a full jersey ready for a guy that you don't know is coming until halfway through the series, so he had to just pick a number out of the spare jersey bag, and it was number 61. A similar situation happened to Bailey Falter, who is now up with the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs back in AAA, where he began his minor league portion of the season. Let up four runs in a start yesterday. 2-1, hit on the ground to third. Reyes backhands it. Teeter-tots the foul line, sends it to first, and that reaches Cole Moore for the second out in the inning. Reyes, still relatively new to third base, is the third time he has played third in a competitive game this season. And he looks pretty good, and for a whole lot of spring training over at third base, I mean, it seems like every time I go down to the Carpenter Complex, I'd see Reyes on a field getting his drills in at third base, a guy who came in as an outfielder, but he's been used entirely as a corner infielder this year. Christopher Familia sends one back into the netting on a Castellano fastball that makes it 0-1. He had a two-run double back in the fifth inning and was plunked in the fourth, so he is 1-for-2 with two runs batted in, giving him 17 on his short tenure with the Tarpons. In his third series with Tampa, Familia fouls another fastball back into the netting, and the count is 0-2. Player of the week last week in the Florida State League, Familia, an OPS of 1375 with six home runs, the majority of those coming last week for the Tarpons. Now it's the 0-2, the two out to Familia. This one has popped up foul down the left field line, and it will stay at 0-2. Seven to two the score. Tarpons have led since the five-run fifth. A run in each of the last three innings, including five in the fifth. Now the 0-2 again to Familia. This one is hit on the ground. A hard hop over to Alifano. He takes the short hop and sends it to first for a 1-2-3 seventh inning. So the Threshers retire the Tarpons in order for the first time since the second inning. They still trail by 5. 7-2 the score. Tarpons lead. We head into the stretch.
The seventh inning stretch presented by All Smiles Orthodontics. And we have a very special guest singer and his group. Singing seventh inning stretch is Justin and Prince. All right, let's sing. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Find me something I don't care if I ever get back to this room. Root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Thank you.
The Threshers Players Association would like to wish a happy birthday to happy birthday, 60th birthday to ATP Chef Dave. And also a happy 24th birthday to Thrashers first baseman Cole Moore. Happy birthday from the Thrashers. Ladies and gentlemen, now pitching for the Tarpons, number 19, Jeff Gilbert. And leading off the bottom of the seventh for the Thrashers, center fielder Ricardo Rosario.
A new pitcher for the Tarpons, one of the few lefties on their roster, Jeff Gilbert, starts off the bottom of the seventh inning with a high fastball to Ricardo Rosario. He's really been coming into his own of late. Hits in the last three games for Ricardo with a 1-0 count here and two runs scored already today. 1-1 as the fastball in there for a called strike to Ricardo Rosario, who is 1-for-2 with a walk, a single, and two runs scored. He has now reached base in each of the past five games with hits in the past five as well. Now the count 2-1 to Rosario here. 7-2 the score. Tarpons in the lead. Rico has each of the two runs for the Threshers. 2-1 to the first batter of the seventh inning. And here's the pitch. Breaking ball, missing outside, and the count 3-1. So Chris Bowe's day is done. Four hits in four innings, one run allowed, two walks, and three strikeouts. As Bowe is in line for the victory if the score stands. 3-1 the pitch, and that will miss upstairs. Second walk of the day for Ricardo Rosario, who has now reached base in each of his past three at-bats. He has scored in all three times he has reached base. And with time running out for the Threshers, they need to get him across here. Justin Crawford, three groundouts on the day, so he's 0-for-3, but he's always got a chance to just break out and hit one into a gap. Anything in the outfield is extra base potential for a guy with his speed. He takes the first beat pitch upstairs to make the count 1-0. Ricardo Rosario, a stolen base threat in center field tonight for the Threshers, 14 swipes in 17 attempts. He's got a big lead off first, and Gilbert notices that, so he'll send a pickoff attempt over to the first base bag unsuccessfully as Rosario is in there safely ahead of the tag by Omar Martinez. So a 1-0 count to Crawford. Nobody gone here in the seventh with the Threshers trailing by five. Gilbert, another pickoff attempt. This one eludes the glove of Martinez, but it stays in front of the Tarpons first baseman, and the count will stay at 1-0. Crawford tied with Brian Rincon for the team lead with 26 RBIs on the season. And Rosario has great speed at first. Crawford better speed at the plate. 1-1 count as the fastball touches the outside corner at the knees to even the count at 1-1. Rosario hasn't attempted a stolen base yet today as the fastball gets over home plate for a called strike two to Justin Crawford. Playing at DH after missing a week of action, likely precautionary after we ran into the center field wall to make a catch against Fort Myers. 1-2, spoiled the other way by Crawford, and the count will stay at 1-2. But no injury designation for Justin, and always good to see him back on the field. He is just a fun player to watch with a very bright future for the Phillies organization. One ball and two strikes. Rosario, a lead off of first base. Gilbert deals. 1-2, fouled back into the netting. And the count is 2-2. Rosario slowly lengthens his lead off first base. He heads for second. The 1-2 bounced up the middle. It's a great hit and run as Rosario jumps over the grounded baseball en route to third base. Justin Crawford back on the board for the Threshers, and a hit and run executed to perfection with a two-strike knock for Justin Crawford. And he had a hit streak going before his week off. Crawford has now recorded a hit in each of his last seven games. He's 14 for his last 32 in that seven-game mark since May the 30th. So now two great base runners on and a power bat at the plate as a breaking ball punches the outside corner for a called strike to Felix Reyes. He has a hit in each of the two games this series, a grand slam yesterday and a single in the third inning. He is 1-for-3. 1-0. This one hit in the air out to center field. Should be deep enough to score Rosario. Coming in on the charge is Arias, and Rosario does not tag for the first out in the inning. So three flyouts to center field from Felix Reyes. Rosario, I think he stumbled a little bit heading back to third to try and tag on that play. And now that brings up Cole Moore with one out in the seventh inning. Runners on the corners as the first two batters reached base in the seventh for the Threshers. And Moore is 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a sacrifice fly. He also walked his last time up. Another walk would load the bases. A lead, short leadoff first for Crawford, who's third in the league with 24 stolen bases on the year. Moore popped this one up into shallow left field. Serna underneath it, called off by the left fielder, as Familia will throw home with Rosario dummying the tag. Rosario stays at third, Crawford at first, and there are two gone now in the seventh, taking the sacrifice off the table for Ryan Leach. He's been up with two outs twice. He grounded out to first in the third and singled in a run back in the fifth. Looking to do the same with the same runner on third. Now was on third in the fifth inning, and Ricardo Rosario. Five-game on-base streak for Leach now after a walk and an RBI single in three plate appearances, but two outs and runners on the corners for the Threshers. Crawford is off for second. The pitch is inside, and no shot for Ramirez, so he just keeps the ball in his glove. Stolen base number 25 on a pitcher-perfect jump by Justin Crawford now ties himself with Seth Stevenson for second place behind Omarion Boyd in the stolen base lead, and I don't think anyone's going to be catching Omarion Boyd anytime soon. 34 stolen bases to Stevenson's and now Crawford's 25. 1-0 to Leach. This one is drilled deep into left field. On the track is Familia, and that ball is gone! Ryan Leach leaves the yard with a massive three-run home run to put this within striking distance for the Threshers. Never count this team out. One swing of the bat changes the outlook of this game as Ryan Leach goes yard in his second consecutive game to bring this game within two for the Threshers. 7-5 the score, two outs, and William Bergoglio at the plate, who takes the first pitch for a called ball number one. Bergoglio, 2-for-3 on the season, on the day, as is Leach in his second straight 2-for-3 game with a home run. Breaking ball inside for a called strike. So it seems like Leach has found his stroke. Bergoglio has hits in all but one of the four games he's played with the Threshers, including two in each of the two games this series. Bergoglio holds up the swing. Did he go? Appeal over to first. Kenny Garcia says no. Count 2-1 on the breaking ball to William Bergoglio. Two singles today. Three RBIs on the season, and he's now over 300 on the year with a 2-for-3 day at the plate. The lefty Gilbert deals fastball right down the pipe, and the count evens at 2-2. 7-5 the score now, as now each time Rosario has come to the bases, he has scored, with Leach driving him in two of the three times. Now the 2-2. Breaking ball, missing low on the curve, and the count runs full to Bergoglio. If he reaches base, Jordan Vyers would come up as the tying run, a guy with plenty of power potential himself. 3-2 now to Bergoglio. Gilbert deals. Payoff pitch. Hit on the ground. That's into right field for a base hit. Third hit of the day for William Bergoglio. That is a season high and ties his career high. Third time in Bergoglio's young career that he has recorded three hits in the same game. And with two outs, the tying run, it comes to the plate for the Threshers. Gerardo Casadiego, the pitching coach for the Tarpons, will come out and have a chat with Jeff Gilbert. Three runs across in this seventh inning, eight runs apiece, and now a 7-5 ball game. And now the tying run is at the plate in the form of Jordan Vyers. He's reached base in each of the past four games, but is 0-3 tonight. Three home runs. He's hit one against the Tarpons this season, and another one would tie up this game. Two of his three homers have come here at BayCare Ballpark, and he is certainly going to be looking for a third here at home. The Threshers always seem to up their game within the confines of BayCare Ballpark, 26-5 at home. And if they can complete this comeback, which they're two runs away from tying, it would be their biggest comeback of the season. They have not come back from more than three runs down yet so far in 2023. But as we've seen all year long, this is a team that can make anything happen. Tying run at the plate with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. Bergoglio on first. Jordan Vyers takes a curveball over the plate for a called strike one. Two strikeouts and a ground out to third, his last time up for Vyers, as he looks to extend his on-base percentage, or his on-base streak, excuse me, to five straight games. Bergoglio, big lead off of first. He'll stay put, the 0-1. Vyers holds up the swing as the curveball misses outside for ball one. Two straight curves coming from Jeff Gilbert as he tries to fool Vyers into chasing a low pitch. Bergoglio lengthening his lead over at first. A 1-1 to Vyers now with two gone in the seventh. Three-run home on the shot by Ryan Leach as Bergoglio is checked back unsuccessfully over at first base. He slides in head first. The count's still 1-1 to Jordan Vyers. Three homers, 12 RBIs here on the year for Vyers as he now awaits the 1-1. Breaking ball low and inside gives the stop sign to Bergoglio as Ramirez was able to hold on to that pitch. So it's a 2-1 count to Vyers now. Two outs, the tying run at the plate in the form of the big power lefty bat in Jordan Vyers. Gilbert again checks back at first, a high throw, but Martinez leaps to secure the baseball. Dangerously close to putting Bergoglio in scoring position there on an errant pickoff attempt, but you really have to keep the Threshers' base runners at bay because they'll steal on you in a minute. Big lead for Bergoglio at first. 2-1 to Vyers. Shaves off a piece of the bat as he rolls this over to first base. Martinez takes it himself back to the bag and finishes off the seventh inning. But the Threshers get a big chunk of the Tarpons' lead back. Three-run jack by Ryan Leach gets the Threshers three runs in the seventh inning. They get it on three hits, no errors, with one man left stranded. 7-5 the score as we head into the eighth. But the Threshers are not out of this one yet. Well, let's go to our friend Lance Williams, who will give us a major league scoreboard. Come on, Lance. Tonight, we're doing good studies on line pitches by local favorites, stretching backups. Corn hopes to get this spot with a complimentary crew that all overlooking the beautiful ballpark from Frenchie's TV Pavilion in Buck Hill. Happy Hour Admission is for patrons 21 and over, and it's free. Gates open at 5, the last call by 9. For more information, go to ThreshersBaseball.com.
Games to start are the Yankees, Mets at 7, along with the Blue Jays, Orioles, Rockies in Boston, Rangers in Texas, Cubs are first in Pittsburgh, the Reds are in Kansas City, Nationals are in Houston, Marlins are in Seattle, Phillies are in Arizona, Mets are not in Dallas, the Braves in Oakland, Guardians in San Diego, and Chicago Red Sox.
Thanks, Lance. Always hard to do a big league scoreboard when none of the games have started yet. But we'll be back for the post-game show later on and we'll hopefully have a better score to report here. 7-5 is the score here in Thresherville, and the fourth pitcher coming on for Clearwater in Danny Wilkinson, who has been one of their best relief pitchers over his last couple of outings. 5 1/3 straight scoreless innings, including 2 1/3 shutout innings on Sunday where he struck out 4. Wilkinson, making his 14th appearance of the season, is 3-0, allowing 13 hits and striking out 42 in 23 2/3 innings for the Threshers this season. ERA at 5.70, and he faces 8-9-1 of the order for the Tarpons. First pitch in there for a called strike to Omar Martinez, who is 0-2 with a walk and a strikeout. 0-1, Martinez, high bouncer foul down the first base line. Now it's 0-2. Three-pitch mix for Danny Wilkinson. A curveball is his primary breaking pitch, and a slider that looks quite similar to it, just a less steep of a drop, as a 90-plus mile-an-hour fastball. 0-2, there's the curve, and it misses outside to make the count 1-2. Nobody out here in the eighth, and the fastball narrowly misses, becoming strike 3. Now the count 2-2 to Omar Martinez. A catcher last night, first base tonight. Martinez has 2 walks. But no hits in this series. He's 0-5. And now the breaking ball bounces into the glove of Ryan Leach to fill up the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leach, with his second homer in back-to-back games, cutting the lead down to 7-5 for the Threshers. Fastball on the outside corner, called strike 3. Welcome back, Danny Wilkinson. The Threshers have been racking up the K's against the Tarpons. That is 14 for the Threshers staff, and the first for Danny Wilkinson. One of the team leaders in K's. He's got 43 in 14 appearances now. First pitch to Taylor Aguilar is going to miss for ball 1 on an inside fastball. He struck out to end the 5th inning, did Aguilar. And also struck out in to lead off the 5th. 2-0 the count now to Aguilar. 7-5 the lead for the Tarpons. The pitch. Fastball upstairs. Count 3-0. And Aguilar reached base in the 3rd in his other at-bat that wasn't in the 5th. Got hit by a pitch. So 3-0 the count, 1 out here in the top of the 8th inning. And the pitch, breaking ball in there for a called strike. And that makes it 3-1 on Aguilar. 177 hitter on the year, 3 homers and 14 RBIs. Aguilar had a couple of extra base hits against the Threshers back in April. This time he'll reach first base with a 1-out walk. The 8th batter the Threshers have walked here today. No, the 4th. I'm reading the wrong column. 4th batter the Threshers have walked. 1 coming from Aberson Castellano, who will not get a decision in this contest. 2 innings pitched. 1 run allowed on the home run by the man at the plate, Jared Cerna. A walk and 3 strikeouts in 2 innings for Castellano. Wilkinson starts Cerna off with a wild swing at a slider. And now the count is 0-1. Aguilar has good speed over at first base with the power-hitting bat of Cerna having a home run already. Aguilar, 3 stolen bases in 4 attempts this season, and he'll get checked back at first base by the lefty Wilkinson. Cerna, 2-for-4 today, a home run and a single. And that home run is looking extra crucial right now for Tampa, who had their 5-run lead cut down to 2 thanks to a Ryan Leach 3-run shot. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss. An ugly swing by Cerna way over the top of a breaking ball to make it an 0-2 count. Short leadoff first for Aguilar. Slowly lengthening it, shuffling towards the second base bag. Wilkinson, keeping his eyes on the home plate batter, sends the 0-2 home. It bounces inside, and now the count is 1-2. So Serna halfway to a cycle with a single and the home run. His 12th dinger of the year started off the sixth inning after a 5-1 fifth for the Tarpons. That is a big reason why they are ahead 7-5. 1-2, fastball upstairs. Now the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. One out and a man on here in the eighth inning. A strikeout already for Danny Wilkinson with a 2-2 count to Jared Serna. 7-5 the score. Tarpons in the lead, each team with 8 hits on the deck. Serna drills this one high, deep, and foul down the left field line. Out in front of a hanging curve by Wilkinson, and the count will stay at 2-2. That was just one of those that you're lucky the hitter got to it early. Wilkinson left that over the plate a bit. 2-2, another curveball. This one misses upstairs. Leach comes to his feet and stands up to make the catch, and that fills up the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Short leadoff first for Aguilar. He'll go on the payoff. Fastball upstairs, and that's ball 4. 2 straight walks with 1 out here in the 8th inning. Serna now on first, reaching base for the 3rd time today. And Aguilar moving to 2nd on the 1 out free pass. Leach will take a slow walk to the mound, joined by Matt Hockenberry. We have a chat with Danny Wilkinson. He returns after spending some time with a complex league. A lot of shared management between the complex and the Florida State League here, at least for the Threshers, teams that work really closely together, because in low A, you'll get a lot of those guys from the complex. Already, we've seen Josh Borka, Starlin Castillo, started the season on the Threshers roster, come down to the Florida Complex League and go next door to the Carpenter Complex. And there's a couple of Complex League guys here with the Threshers now. William Bergoglio started the season there, as did Troy Schreffler and Matt Malafrano, as well as Aberson Castellano. So plenty of connection between really two different teams, members of the same team, all under the Phillies umbrella here in Clearwater. So 2 on and 1 out. That'll bring up Dalry Urias for the 4th time today. Double steal, and Leach bobbles the transfer, allowing Serna to move to 2nd on a stolen base, and Aguilar over to 3rd. So an 0-1 count to Urias, and now the double play is off the table in a conventional sense as the infield moves in with runners on 2nd and 3rd. 0-1, curveball right down the plate, and Urias looks it in for called strike 2. Be big for Wilkinson to get a strikeout here with 2 runners in scoring position. The Threshers just hunting the lead down. Certainly don't want to allow any more runs to further complicate the comeback. 0-2 missing outside on the curve, and the count now 1-2. So 4th stolen base of the season for Aguilar, 14th for Jared Serna. Put them on 2nd and 3rd, respectively. Now it's a 1-2 count to Urias. Lead is 7-5 for the Tarpons. The pitch, curveball, tap, foul, and that's going to bounce off the railing of the Tarpons dugout, and we'll do it again at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Serna heading back to 2nd base. He was off on contact, and Aguilar remains on 3rd. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Another curveball. This one stays upstairs, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilkinson still looking for that put-away pitch on Dalry Urias, who is 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts, but walked and scored in the 5th. Looking for his 4th strikeout of the game is Wilkinson. Curveball tapped in front of home plate. No play at the plate, so Leach will pick it up and throw to 1st, and a big out number 2 for the Threshers as Urias barely got a piece of it and just waste the ground ball right in front of Ryan Leach. Good heads-up play by Ryan to look the runner back to 3rd. And now there's 2 outs, and the threat of a sacrifice is off the table for the Threshers. Augustin Ramirez coming up to the plate. He had that big 2-run homer in the 5th inning that started the party for the Tarpons, gave them a lead, and he will be walked intentionally by Danny Wilkinson. First intentional walk of the season for the Threshers, and that'll bring up Anthony Hall, who the Threshers pitching have had much more success against. Ramirez is 2-for-3 with a run scored, a home run, and a walk. and Anthony Hall has struck out three times but singled and scored in the fifth. First pitch to Hall, a breaking ball in the outside corner, makes it 0-1. The other part of this is the fact that Ramirez is a right-handed hitter, and Hall is a lefty going against Wilkinson, so that deadly curveball looks even harder to hit to a lefty bat. There's an example right there. Well, that was the slider, but still a difficult pitch to hit going inside to out on Anthony Hall, who swings and misses and makes the count 0-2. Bases loaded, two outs, but two strikes on Anthony Hall. Wilkinson looking to put him away. Here's the pitch. Curveball hit back up the middle, and that could be trouble. One run will score. Rosario bobbles it, and a second run comes home. A second single for Anthony Hall, and the lead back to four for the Tarpons. Scoring on the play is Aguilar and Serna, and a two-strike, two-RBI knock by Anthony Hall brings the lead back up to four for the Tarpons. Two RBIs makes it 19 for Anthony, and Augustine Ramirez is now on third with runners on the corners and two outs. And the scoreless streak for Wilkinson ends at six innings. 1-0 now to Escanillo as the fastball misses outside, and the Threshers have a righty warming up. It looks like Seth Nightingale getting loose for Clearwater. 1-0 count to Escanillo, who is 1-for-4 on the day with an RBI double. As this one hit back up the middle again. Base hit, the lead back up to 5-4 Tampa as Ramirez scores from third, and back-to-back knocks bring it to 10-5 in favor of the Tarpons. Looked so promising after that seventh inning, but three runs come across here in the eighth, and the lead back up to where it was before the Leafs' three-run shot. 10-5 the score with two outs here in the eighth inning and another two-out rally for the Tampa Tarpons. That'll bring up Jesus Rodriguez, who takes a look at an upstairs curveball to make the count 1-0. Rodriguez, 1-for-3 on the day, walked and scored in the fifth, an RBI double in the fourth. That tied up the ballgame. Now it's a five-run lead again for Tampa, matching their largest lead of the day. Fastball outside makes the count 2-0. Two on and two outs, a 2-0 count to Rodriguez with three runs already home, matching the Threshers' output in the seventh. The back pick attempt at second base sails into center field, but Rosario is right there to stop the run from advancing. That's Hall at second base now, and it's a 3-0 count to Jesus Rodriguez as the pitch missed before the back pick at second base. After the intentional walk, two straight singles driving in three runs for the Tarpons, and now two on and two outs with a 3-0 count to Rodriguez as Wilkinson, in danger of loading the bases, steps off and motions towards second to get himself some additional time against Rodriguez here. Three balls and no strikes. Wilkinson looking for the sign from Leach. Now the 3-0 pitch, fastball outside, and the bases are loaded for the Tarpons. Hall to third, Escanillo to second, and a four-pitch walk puts Jesus Rodriguez on first base, and that should do it for Danny Wilkinson. Marty Malloy out of the Threshers' dugout. He is not motioning to the bullpen just yet, but usually is what happens when a manager comes to the pitcher's mound. And Wilkinson has handed the ball to Marty Malloy, and a new pitcher will come out of the bullpen for the Clearwater Threshers. Five runs the lead for Tampa, three across, and the bases loaded here in the eighth. And the Threshers will go to their bullpen. 10-5 the score, Tarpons in the lead.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When sat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills in trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Become a member of our Silver Shares Club, presented by Bankin. Just $30 to get free tickets and a free party and so much more. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information. Sign up today. Pressure.
Here, thank you. Please play some Melvin on the Pressure. Number 29, Seth Magnia.
On Friday, August 18th, you will be able to get exclusive Melvin Melvin.
Christopher Familia.
Seth Nightingale, the new pitcher for the Clearwater Threshers, after two-thirds of an inning and three runs for Danny Wilkinson, ending his scoreless streak at six frames. Nightingale also went two-thirds of an inning his last time up as Familia pops this one foul down the left field line for the first pitch thrown by Nightingale. Nine hitters up here in the eighth inning for the Tarpons. They've already scored three and have a loaded set of bags for Christopher Familia. Anthony Hall on third, Brenny Escanillo on second, and on first base is Jesus Rodriguez. 0-1 now to Familia as that one is driven hard and foul, almost takes off the teammate's head in the Tarpons dugout. Familia looking in to make sure his teammate did not get hit by the baseball, and it appeared that no one is injured. So a quick 0-2 count to Familia as Nightingale allowed one run in two-thirds of an inning on June 9th, the Friday of last week's series against the Mighty Muscles. Now it's an 0-2 count. Nightingale deals, and it's a breaking ball missing inside to make it 1-2. Seth, a 2-0 record on the year, 7 1/3 innings pitched, an ERA of 3.68 in six outings for the Clearwater Threshers, looking to get the final four outs for the Threshers here in this afternoon game. 1-2, inside to Familia, a great sliding block by Ryan Leach to keep the bases loaded and not bring a run home on a wild pitch. Wilkinson is responsible for all three of the runners on. He's allowed three earned runs already on four walks, two hits, and one strikeout in two-thirds of a frame. So now it's 2-2. The pitch from Nightingale, sinker outside, and that fills up the count with nowhere to put Christopher Familia. Bases are loaded, two outs. The Threshers looking for just one final out here in the top of the eighth inning. Three runs already home for the Tarpons, and the bases loaded with a full count to Christopher Familia. Nightingale deals, the runners go, he taps it foul, and we'll do it all over again. Three balls and two strikes, with a foul ball making it six pitches in the at-bat for Familia, three of them in there for strikes. So the runners return to their bases, Hall at third, Escanillo at second, Rodriguez at first, and a full count with two outs to Familia. 10-5 the score, Nightingale looking to keep it that way. Payoff pitch, runners go, and that is ball four. Christopher Familia walks in a run, and for the second time today, the Tarpons have batted around. 11-5 the score now. Tampa has their biggest lead against the Threshers since the Wednesday of their series back in Tampa, where the Tarpons won 10-2 over the Clearwater Threshers. Third RBI of the game for Familia scores Anthony Hall, and the bases remain loaded still with two outs. Omar Martinez lines this one to second, fielded on a hop by Alifano. He'll send it to first, and a quick ending to the eighth after a four-run frame for the Tarpons. So Wilkinson allows those four runs in the eighth inning. The Threshers are are now trailing by six as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Clearwater, a long way to go. Try and make a six-run comeback in 11-5.
The Thrashers will be home again tomorrow to host the Tampa Tartans. Thursday, Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Tijuana Flies. Enjoy half-price beverages throughout the ballpark, including 24-ounce craft wraps for just $4. Enjoy tasty tacos, nachos, burritos, and more from Tijuana Flies. Each Thursday home game will feature local brews, and special pours available while they last. Get your tickets today at the Daycare Box Office of the West Bay Insurance.
Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Now, pitching for Cardinals, number 14, Cole Ayers. Heading off the bottom of the eighth for the Thrashers' second baseman, Matt Alapano.
A new pitcher for the Tampa Tarpons to face 8-9-1 in the eighth inning for the Threshers. Cole Ayers, the righty, gets the first pitch into Alifano. A deep ground ball to third base, and he's going to beat it out. No, he's not. A long throw from third base by Jesus Rodriguez gets Alifano by a step. And a great defensive play at third for the first out in the eighth inning. So Jeff Gilbert's day is done after allowing three runs on three hits in the third, and Cole Ayers now has one out in the eighth inning. Schreffler fouls the first pitch and bounces it off the press box to make it an 0-1 count. Three strikeouts in his season debut for the Threshers for Schreffler, the Maryland alum, getting back in the box. Next pitch, a breaking ball missing upstairs. Count now is 1-1. So Gilbert won't get a decision, but allowed three runs on three hits, including the three-run shot by Leaf. This one grounded third again, and another long throw from Rodriguez. Schreffler in time for the second out of the eighth inning, and that'll bring up Ricardo Rosario. He's reached base in each of his last three at-bats, scoring in all three of those times. Two walks and a hit, and Rosario 1-for-2 with three runs scored. That ties the most in a game by a Thresher this season. But two gone in the eighth inning. Threshers trail by six as the Tarpons lead 11-5. Breaking ball outside, and the count is 1-0. Next pitch, a breaking ball low, 2-0 to Rosario, who has walks in two of his last three plate appearances. A hit in the fifth, but he reached on a five-pitch walk back in the seventh. Now it's 3-0. Three quick balls to Ricardo Rosario. With the danger of Justin Crawford coming on with the man on and two outs here in the eighth inning. 3-0 pitch, fastball right down Main Street, and the count's now 3-1. 94-mile-an-hour heater from Cole Ayers comes into the game with a 3.86 ERA for the Tarpons. Another fastball, another called strike, as Ayers snuck that one by Rosario to fill up the count at 3-2. He's 1-1 in his 19th appearance of the season. Payoff pitch, Rosario takes this the other way, but it's foul down the right field line, and we'll do it again with a full 2 count, or a full 3-2 count. There are a whole lot of seagulls flying around the field. I've never seen them this close to the infield before. Usually they congregate in the outfield. As Rosario is going to send this ball to where the seagulls usually sit. Multi-hit game for Ricardo Rosario with a two-out single in the eighth. And he is on base for the fourth time. Each of those previous three times, Rosario has come around to score. And a two-out base knock cements the third multi-hit game of the season for Rosario. He's 2-for-3 today. Two walks and three runs scored. And Justin Crawford takes the first pitch for a called strike with Rosario on first base. A hit and run moved Rosario to third on a Crawford single back in the seventh, extending his hit streak to seven straight games. Big leadoff first for Rosario. The 0-1 to Crawford is popped up, should be playable down the third base line. Rodriguez under it, next to the dirt, makes the catch to end the eighth inning. So the Threshers get a two-out knock from Rosario, but unable to get him across. No runs a hit, no errors, one left. We head into the ninth inning, and it is an 11-5 lead for the Tarpons heading into the ninth.
Join us on Tuesday, July 4th and Saturday, July 8th for the Threshers Independence Day celebration with two of the largest fireworks shows of the year presented by Budweiser. Gates will open at 5:30 to 6:30 a.m. Tickets go fast for both nights to get yours in advance from the Daycare Box Office located at the West Gate entrance to get your great seats.
Do or die time for the Threshers. Seth Nightingale trying to hold it to a six-run deficit as the Tarpons lead it 11-5 here in the ninth inning. Nightingale walked one and got an out on a grounder in the eighth. And now Taylor Aguilar leads things off for the Tarpons here in the ninth. Breaking ball, missing low and in, count 1-0. So Wilkinson will finish the day, not in line for a decision. Two-thirds of an inning, two hits, four runs, four walks, and a strikeout. He was charged for that run at the end of the eighth inning on the bases loaded walk. 1-0 cut on and fouled by Aguilar, evening the count at 1-1. Aguilar walked and scored in the eighth, also stole a base with two strikeouts in the game as well, so he's 0-for-2 after getting hit by a pitch in the third inning. Now to 1-1, fastball upstairs, count 2-1. 11-5 the score. Rosario reached base in the eighth, and for the first time, he did not come around to score. So a 2-1 count now to Aguilar. This one is bounced foul down the third base line, and now the count even at 2-2. Same count that Aguilar struck out on to end the fifth, one of his two strikeouts in the first of two frames in which the Tarpons have batted around here in today's contest. No outs in the ninth, 2-2 from Nightingale. Sinker low and well blocked by Leach. A check swing. Aguilar did not go, according to Kenny Garcia. Now the count is full. Nobody out in the ninth. A six-run lead for the Tarpons. Nightingale trying to avoid his second walk of the afternoon. Here's the payoff pitch. Hit one on the ground to second. Alifano fields it on a pair of hops, sends it over to first. More squeezes for the first out in the ninth inning. Alifano has reached base on a walk and hit by pitch. He's looked very smooth at second base in his first game for the Threshers this season. And he'll head back to towards the middle of the infield on a slight shift towards the pole sign on the left side of the infield for the righty Jared Cerna. Cerna has reached three times today as he loops a hopping ground ball down the third baseline for strike one. A home run in the sixth, a single in the third, and a walk, a run scored, and a stolen base in the eighth inning. So Cerna, 2-for-4 on the day, now facing an 0-1 count for the righty Seth Nightingale. Nightingale deals. Drilled on a line, but foul down the left field line, and it's 0-2 as Cerna really got a hold of that one, but way out in front of the breaker. O-2 count now to Cerna, one gone in the ninth. Nightingale set, he deals. Popped up, playable behind the plate for Leach. He's going towards the fence. On the dirt, he makes the catch for the second out of the ninth inning. Well read by Ryan Leach. And there's two gone here in the ninth to bring up Dowry Arias. The Threshers looking for an efficient end to this ninth inning to try and scratch six runs across in the home half of the ninth, as they trail 11-5 with 2 outs in the top of the ninth inning. First pitch up and into Arias, and the count 1-0. He walked and scored in the fifth. Otherwise, he has struck out 3 times and weakly grounded in front of Ryan Leach back in the eighth inning. Facing a 1-0 count, Nightingale deals. This one is hit high in the air out to shallow center field. Bergoglio is back, and so is Rosario, who calls off the shortstop to make the catch for the final out in the ninth inning. So an efficient 1-2-3 frame for Seth Nightingale, and the Threshers will get their last licks, but they're down by 6. 11-5, heading into the bottom of the ninth, the Tarpons ahead of the Threshers. Last chance for the Threshers here in the ninth, in the heart of the order, up against Cole Reyes. Felix Reyes taking the first pitch, a slider. Four ball number one to lead off the bottom of the ninth inning. Reyes hits in each game this series. 3 flyouts to center, though, makes him 1 for 4. And now he sends another pitch out to center field, scooped up by Arias to make the first out in the ninth inning. So Reyes will finish 1 for 5 with 4 flyouts to center field, a single, and a stolen base. That'll bring up Cole Moore, who drove in 1 of the Threshers' 5 runs today. They trail 11-5 here in the ninth inning with 1 out. Moore, a sacrifice fly in the third, walked in the fifth, and he's 0-for-2. Does have RBI number 6, though, That was the third inning sack fly. Breaking ball missing outside from Ayers, a 1-0 count to the Threshers' first baseman in Cole Moore. 173 hitter on the season, a homer and six RBIs. Three of those ribbies this year have come against Tampa. Fastball, Moore goes around, no appeal needed, and it's 1-1 on the slider from Cole Ayers. On deck is Ryan Leach, who has reached in three of four plate appearances, including a home run. Moore hits this one high in the air out to right field. Aguilar misjudged it. He's back on the track, and he falls over trying to read that. The ball bounces off the wall, and Moore is going to head to third base on the misplayed fly ball by Taylor Aguilar. That ball just kept on carrying and plunked the wall in right field, and it is a one-out triple for Cole Moore. His first triple of the day and the Threshers' fourth this series. Aguilar just lost that in the sun, and the right fielders today have had a tough time finding balls out there with the sun really just beating right down on right field. Most of the outfield has been shaded today, but right field has always seemed to be in the glint of the sunlight. So a runner on third for Ryan Leach, who might be the Threshers' hottest hitter right now. A home run and an RBI single in each of his last two at-bats. Leach takes the first pitch for called strike one. He's driven in four of the Threshers' five runs here today. Fastball just missing outside. Count evens at one ball and one strike. Still plenty of ground to make up for the Threshers, though. They trail 11-5 with a man on third and one out in the ninth inning. The 1-1, Leach bounces this one back to the pitcher's mound, goes over the head of Ayers, get the shortstop, gets it, and the throw made by Serna for the first or the second out in the ninth inning. And now William Bergoglio represents the final chance for the Threshers. Bergoglio, though, three singles on the day, looking for an RBI, which would be his third of the series. He went 2-for-2 with two runs driven in by the Threshers. So Leach is 2-for-4 on the day after the seventh inning home run. And Bergoglio, chance to extend this game and help the Threshers get another run with a runner on third. This one hit right up the middle into center field, and that's the fourth base hit of the day for William Bergoglio. Third time this season, the Thresher has recorded four hits in a ball game, and Bergoglio drives in Moore from third to make it an 11-6 game. So a five-run deficit for the Threshers now, and now it's Viers who's looking to keep this game going with Bergoglio on first. Doubtful we'll see him try to steal second, but not much coverage over at the second base bag. Serna there in case Bergoglio tries to go. 0-1 to Viers, who's 0-for-4 today, swinging in a breaking ball there from Cole Ayers. Now the 0-1. Breaking ball again, in for a called strike this time, and now Byers down to his final strike. 0-2 to Jordan. Two strikeouts, two groundouts on the day. Bergoglio leads off first. The 0-2 pitch fouled off of his own leg. And Byers keeps this game alive with a piece of that 0-2 pitch. Lead off first for Bergoglio. 0-2 to Byers with two outs here in the ninth. The pitch inside, and Bergoglio takes second base, and the count is 1-2 as Byers, I believe, was hit by the pitch. Not sure if that's a hit by pitch or an intentional walk, but I would wager it's a hit by a pitch. Looks like it got him on the elbow. Hard to see with the left-handed batter kind of being blocked by the umpire. So a hit by a pitch by Viers, likely not even a stolen base for Bergoglio. Now two on for Matt Alafano, looking to make his name re-known to the Threshers faithful. He played here in 15 games last season, drove in four runs with a double, going 9-for-46. Now it's a 1-0 count with two on and two outs here in the ninth inning. Bergoglio on second, Viers on first. Breaking ball, missing outside, and it's 2-0 now to Alafano. He reached base in his first two at-bats of the game, 0-for-2 in his next two, though, now facing a 2-0 count with two on, and Gerardo Casadiego is going to come out to take a visit with Cole Ayers. After the final out, Lance Williams will have the post-game show.
Before tomorrow's game, that'll be back to a night start. 6:30 will be the first pitch here from Clearwater. A 6:15 pregame show. Thresher do not have a starter announced for tomorrow's game. And Brock Selvidge goes for the Tampa Tarpons. Selvidge, the lone lefty starter for Tampa, 3-3 with 3.02 ERA on the year. He'll be facing the Threshers tomorrow. And unless Clearwater can get five more runs with two outs in the ninth inning, not something we haven't seen before, but they need it to extend this game. Alifano lifts this into right field. This should do it. Aguilar in front of the track, underneath it, makes the catch for the final out in this ball game. 11-6 is the final score as the Threshers strand two after scoring a run in the ninth inning. So one run, two hits, no errors, and two men left for Clearwater, and this game finishes at 11-6. The Threshers take just their sixth loss at home all year and their third loss of the season for the Tarpons. Stick around as Happy Hour is going to get started soon for the Threshers. I'm going to go do that while Lance has 3 minutes. Lance?
The Threshers' comeback fell short 11-6, but there were some bright spots left afterwards. So the starting pitcher, Daniel Cotto, he continued his June dominance, pitched the first 4 innings, allowing him to really miss one home run in 8 innings. In fact, he retired the first 7 batters he faced. He looked phenomenal to start off, but unfortunately, the bullpen allowed 10 runs following his start. So the offense did perform pretty well, though. Ryan Leach was 2-for-3 with 4 RBIs, including his second straight game with a home run. It was a 3-run bomb in the 7th. Now, Ricardo Rosario also had a great game as well, 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs and an additional 2 walks. So Rosario was everywhere today. And Wilbur Bergoya, he has continued to shine since joining Clearwater. I was impressed with him yesterday, seeing him go 2-for-4, but today he was 4-for-5 with an RBI. That guy knows how to make contact. He had 4 singles on the game. Justin Crawford, in his first game back since last Wednesday, he continued his hit streak and got his 25th stolen bag of the year. That is tied for 2nd in all of the Florida State League, just shy behind Amari Boyd at 34. So that's the Threshers today. Let's take a look at the scoring in today's game. The scoring started off in the bottom of the 3rd when Cole Moore hit a sacrifice fly that brought in Ricardo Rosario for his first run. Then the Tarpons tied it up. And then the Tarpons had that electric 5th inning in which they scored. So the Threshers scoring continued in the bottom of the 5th when Ryan Leach got his RBI, bringing in Ricardo Rosario. And the Threshers gave up a home run in the 6th inning to Jared Serna for his league-best 12th run. Ryan Leach got another RBI off of his home run that brought in Ricardo Rosario and Justin Crawford. And finally, the scoring for the Threshers finished off in the bottom of the 9th when William Bergoglio hit his 4th single that allowed Cole Moore to score. After Cole Moore hit another triple, 2 straight days with triples for the Threshers. So Cole Moore finished off the game. Cole Moore finished off the game 1-for-4 with an RBI in total. So Florida State League, only one game is going on right now, and that is the Bradenton Marauders taking on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. That game is 9-15 Bradenton, but we have a pretty cool storyline going on right now. Tamar Johnson, last year's 4th overall pick, went 4-for-4, and he's 1 triple away from hitting for the cycle. Now, the 6-run lead at the middle of the 8th. I'm not sure if he's going to do that with the batting order, but it's still possible. Now, in the major leagues, some impressive storylines as well. Tommy Edman hit a grand slam for the St. Louis Cardinals, and Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his 14th home run as he has his MVP campaign going on now. Now, the Phillies, no games going on in their system so far, but the Phillies do play at 9:40 today. So the winning pitcher for today's game was for the Tampa Tarpons. That is Chris Bau. He's now 2-1. And Braden Fosnacht got his first decision on the year, making him 0-1. So our next game is tomorrow, Thursday, June 15th, Finley's birthday. 6:15 is the pregame show. That's me and Josh here in the booth. And then 6:30 will be the first pitch. So from me and Josh here in the booth and everyone else here at the Threshers Broadcast Network, we'd like to thank you for joining us in this afternoon game here at Bay Fair Ballpark. And we will see you tomorrow. And enjoy your Wednesday afternoon. Thank you.